the taxidermy isn't hard to do. Top off my head and scoop out all the goo. Mount me on a board and hang me in the den, 'cause nothing says good taste like heart made from the men.
We got what the hell.
Okay, that's enough of that. Hang up on him.
Okay, just press line and one, line two at the same time.
No.
Sort of.
The other button. The other button.
You actually did fucking rule. You got me, zombie.
No, this is how you hang up on me.
I actually got burned by zombies. Well, I'm just going to go hang myself in a hotel room tonight.
And I was reborn in Christ, and I didn't need glasses anymore. That's part of my great resurrection.
It's amazing. His midichlorian count is the highest I've seen.
Personally, I just do what my parents did, which was beat the living dog shit out of me. And
can't do that anymore.
Can't do that anymore. Who says?
And somebody asked me a question. I said, fuck if I know. A room full of little children, they had to be 2 and 3.
Like,
I've got to admit it. I have heard that word before. It's really short, though. I have a potty mouth, and sometimes it just gets out of control.
Well, I wanted a Commodore 64. I got an
like
NEC.
All good kids.
I got an NEC. I'm like, motherfucker, well, you wanted a computer? No, asshole. I wanted a Commodore 64. That's what I wanted. I wanted a Commodore 64. Did I get one?
No.
Why? Just wait. Now I'm not a $100,000.com millionaire. Money I didn't make. You should sue those assholes.
That's right.
Mom. I can't help but notice during this film here that the guy who was trapped in the pit was given a sword, which is a pretty decent weapon, and he, out of everything he could have stabbed with it, he chose his own belly. I'm sorry, I need some parental intervention at this stage. The English Patient is a movie that just is like a living lunch about that. My whole world is in place.
Woman cheats on her husband and then glorified.
I'm a different woman in India. No, you're a slut in America. You're a slut there. Fuck you, you senseless cow. Just nibble a little bit. Just on that. Kiss them, you know, they'd be like, oh, wow, this is a sensation I have with you.
Show me of this more of your earth thing called kissing.
You know, just before I came out down to the studio here, I was walking down the pathway and passed by Marjorie, and she was on her way, you know, do her thing there. And I realized to myself, Jesus Christ, what the fuck am I doing here? You know, I mean, I come in here, the same show every time, you know, this week I'm going to tie a drill to my ass and fly around the lodge like Mary fucking Poppins, you know. And it's supposed to be funny, you know, it's fucking DeWalt and Barnes & Noble. Yeah, I mean, talk about product placement, Jesus Christ, you know. When I'm not here, what am I doing? I'm at home jerking off to gay porn and looking at stuffed ducks, you know. And that's supposed to be, it's a terrible, terrible way to, you know, spend your middle, you know, these are my golden years. You know, I should be retired somewhere, you know, looking at gay porn and playing golf, you know, but I don't. I'm up here with these fucking people, and the whole thing's like Jim Henson on acid, you know, it's like Fraggle Rock gone horribly wrong. I don't get it, you know. So if this is my final show. If you're, like, really bored, you know, and you probably destroyed everything you've owned by following my advice, you fucking Midwest Western American weirdos, and you may as well turn into a what the hell, because, you know, that's where I got all my material from anyway. All right, so bye for now. And bye for later, too. Fuck off.
Yeah. Clarence, it's good I caught you. It seems everyone else has left. So I'm afraid you're gonna have to work late on Sunday night.
What the hell is on Sunday nights, Clarence? You know you can't work then.
I can't work Sunday nights.
I'm afraid you're gonna have to. We have the Parsons Project due on Monday morning.
He's getting in the way of what the hell, Clarence.
No, no, Mother, not again.
Who are you talking to? Whose mother?
He knows too much, Clarence.
He's my friend. He wants to talk to you.
He does? Where is he?
He's over here. He's visiting me in my cubicle right now.
There's no one here. Why do you have a shovel in your cubicle?
What do you mean? I'm right here.
Oh, God, Mother, no!
It's Sunday night, and you're listening to the What the Hell Show on Ranch Radio with your host, Sumerian. If you like the show, ICQ and email everyone you know about it. Now it's time for us to spread the virus on What the Hell!
Yeah, we got Red Green to do a little intro for
us. Yeah, that wasn't. Promo.
Yeah, that was quite amazing, actually.
That was brutal. That wasn't any of us. They can't sue me.
We don't know. Red Green sent that in.
Red Green was kind enough
likes
to
show,
delete that.
He's all Canadian. Can we turn that down? It's really loud.
Yeah.
I am hearing my voice what, come yeah. back to me.
Mace! Fucking Mace!
Mace, you want some of this? You fuck.
Get
you
the fuck back.
Fuck.
I need 2 hours.
Fascist. Fuck.
I just need 3 hours to finish this fucking show.
2 hours, man. That's all I need.
Just give me some time here.
You can turn your back on a man, but you never turn your back on what the hell. Especially when it's waving a razor-sharp shovel in your eye. All right, so, Red Green said that in my ass. No, I'm kidding.
You got a big ass.
It's amazing, actually. The story behind that is pretty funny. We were sitting around. It took us all of about 12 seconds to do. And we were sitting around, and I put my hand in my throat, and I just did a joke to sound like... sound like Red Green, and I just put my hand in my neck, and all of a sudden, bang, there I was. Just moving on. And we were like, oh, yeah, let's do it. Let's fucking do it. And it was
and
sweet.
It kind of worked.
We just hammered it out. And Sean's uber low. They're all upset. I'm low.
Sean's mic is not loud enough.
I can't
enough.
Hear Sean. And they're all crying.
Sean's not here.
Great, now it's cornholio.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, so is that better? Can you all hear us now?
Aim is mic loud enough?
Is my mic that
aim
enough?
Mic at?
I think we got it going, all going on now.
Okay, we're good.
So yeah, welcome to the show.
Welcome to.
It's called the What the Hell Show, not Rant Radio. You're on Rant Radio, and it's week 119
of these shows.
Yeah,
the show that starts at 6 a.m. and then what, or 6 p.m. and we'll go on for the rest of
your
life. So,
why are we too low? Are they saying they're crying?
Am I too low?
Okay. Everyone's low.
Why would you have it lower than normal?
I'm going to fix things here.
We're going
there we go.
Because whenever I record the show and archive it, it's like peak. It's horrible. It's very annoying. But I can make it louder for them, but lower for my recording. It's fine. I just have to adjust the volumes.
Okay, well, better adjust the volumes, otherwise it's going to be like riding. People are going to hurt each other.
I can't hear them.
I can't hear them. Oh, my God.
That's right. So I think I've got it enough, but just let me know if I need to turn up more or less, or let's turn up a little bit more. There we go. Happy. Everyone happy now.
I'm happy.
What a
I'm
bunch
Johnny
of complainers.
Happy. Except my mic's not loud enough.
Well, that's fine. You can adjust within there. That's fine. We have the webcam up.
Webcam is up.
Wow.
And we're happening. We're going. And I have archived the past weeks. And I'll be probably putting them up tonight.
Yes.
All the past, like, 4 weeks.
Cool. All the past 4 weeks.
Fuckers.
What the hell?
You'll yes.
Be archiving them all.
I don't have the pictures done yet. Tonight. No, my computers were all fucksword. Remember?
Right. Fucksword. Did you get 4 weeks to fix them?
It took me 2 weeks to fix them.
What have you been doing?
Archiving them.
Uh-huh.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
I've been busy.
Busy doing what?
I've been busy.
What have you been busy doing?
Nothing at all.
Cough it up, bitch. What have you been doing? What's
nothing
he been doing?
At all.
Sean, tell me.
Like, I know what he's been doing. The guy.
Okay, Sean doesn't visit
that
me anymore.
Sean, I almost believed your lie.
Sean doesn't know anything about me in my life anymore.
That's right.
Right.
Ever since Tim abandoned me in Langley, I've never had a chance to.
Right.
So that's it.
That's a good one.
It is.
It is. Yeah.
It is a good one. Everyone's like, oh, no, what the hell, crew's breaking apart. Social issues have caused them to be all destroyed.
Internal problems.
And do we know why? I checked the fridge. Did you check the fridge? I see a problem in the fridge.
There's no Dr. Pepper.
Are you saying that
that's why everyone's cranky?
There's far
cranky,
worse taste in the fridge right now than there should be.
I think everyone's cranky because there's no Dr. Pepper.
No, I would like to say something about the fridge here.
Okay, about the fridge situation.
I think it's a jolly happy fridge. Lady Scarlet will testify to this.
Shut up! You're wrong! It's not a happy fridge! It's a sad fridge! It has nothing in it!
I can tell you this because the fridge actually orgasmed.
it does from time to time.
Scarlet was worried, but I assured her.
Were you leaning on the fridge?
It's orgasm.
Yeah, but there's no point.
You
got it a bit
right
excited.
Next to it, and it just it shivered. Oh my god!
I must say at this stage,
you better stay away from it because you're distracting the fridge.
At this stage, if Lady Scarlet were to lean on me, I would get jolly excited.
And you'd have to go
too much information for me.
Would you vibrate?
I would vibrate.
Professor's mic needs to be louder.
Yes.
This is some power.
He's a very quiet.
Is that better?
Yes. He's a very quiet person.
He's a quiet professor.
I'll hold you. Jolly quiet, yes.
I don't know which mic you
stop
have.
Stop whispering.
Okay, there we go.
I'm sorry.
This is
all you.
You
British fuckers are all the same, man. You're always like, oh, yes, and by the way, mommy, and then you take over half the planet. How the fuck can you people have the SAS? You know, I don't understand. Well, you know.
Crank that bitch.
I'm quiet,
crank that
too.
Bitch up.
Crank
that mullet. Cut the mullet.
That guy rocks. That guy rocks. Harder than
McDonald's. That's Wesley Willis.
Rock and roll McDonald's.
I favor everyone's my girlfriend, personally.
You're trying to hedge us into playing everyone's my girlfriend from The Kids Way Be High, but everybody hates
The Kids Way Be High. It's wonderful.
It's not wonderful.
I don't hate them. Hey, I just don't like being reminded that they exist.
You're from Europe. You're the same people that support David Hasselhoff and Belinda Carlisle.
Jolly, jolly fine musicians.
Okay, I'm going to nail your foot to the floor and kick you in the nuts until you split into two people.
Please.
We're saying something wrong with Belinda Carlisle.
We have to get something out of the way.
There's a lot wrong with Belinda Carlisle.
Wonderful.
Belinda Carlisle also needs to be nailed to the floor and kicked in the box until she turns into two people. So I'm sorry. That's seven kinds of shit. Belinda Carlisle, can you, like, Eric, you just do like a head up ass to me or whatever. It's just fucking bad. Screw that. Drax,
what?
Look at the fucking camera.
Yo, bitch.
Joe G. Goldbaum was a crib.
It's a super sexy Drexel today. I got off and did my hair. Extra special just for all y'all.
Yeah, he's got that duck wave, kind of like the 80s.
That mullet. He's so brutal.
It's hair cam.
In keeping with Private Drexel, I also did my hair. Super sexy today. Hello, all you beautiful people out there. So, it's another glorious What the Hell show starring all of us talking to all of you beautiful people.
It's
out
the
there.
Sexy What the Hell show.
Yes, we should talk like those bad 70s DJs. All right, my children. It's Sunday night. Live.
The Wolfman is back with the gang. And we're going to be rocking the airwaves.
Now, yeah. Fuck off.
Buck. Thud.
Hello, camera. And how are you?
It's time for my close-up.
Mr. Montreal.
All right.
And good evening. From the professor, backed by popular demand.
Yeah. Yeah, they all hate. They hated you. I lied.
They hated me?
Yeah, they hate you. You're all...
But why?
Because you're British.
They didn't say. They just said, get that limey fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
They think you talk funny.
Well, we tracked the...
That's it, now cry. All right. Cry, you lying faggot.
We tracked the address of Dublin. Does
drink your
anything?
Tea and cry. Go on. There
Dublin, to be sure.
What's that?
Ahead.
Hi.
And Lady Scarlet. Yep. Oh, wait. Oh, no. Well,
that was effective.
That was out of focus.
There we are.
Yeah, snuggle right up to that fridge.
All right. Here we go.
You actually want to leave further out because the light of the monitor is making you look like shit.
That better.
There you go.
There you go.
It's jolly, jolly sexy.
All right.
Why, yeah, there you go.
I'm going to stay like this for the rest of the show.
You know? Sure.
Oh, perfect. Yeah,
there you go. There you go.
Just kind of weird.
And then we'll, like, eat sushi off you.
You know, I don't
Oh, yeah.
I got the dream whip.
Yeah. We got Cool Whip. Okay, now working out. Take off your sweater. No, I'm kidding.
I'll get the maraschino.
Should we wait to run?
You didn't want to answer that, I guess? No.
Yeah, you know, I didn't care to.
It was probably
I heard ringing, and I was a little confused.
I heard you ringing, but you can't hear me.
Generally, the phone doesn't ring
on TV.
No, here, at all.
The phone doesn't ring on TV. Touch me.
Oh, yes.
Touch me. Touch it. Draxol is giving me a hand job as we speak.
Hey, dear.
Yeah.
Go on, Vogue.
Phone's ringing again.
Eh? I'm effective.
You are. Well, I don't take much either.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
What do you have to say to a zombie?
You should start the thing a long time ago called Stamp Your Money.
Are you still stamping
your
money?
No,
no.
The reason we stopped Stamp Your Money was when it was indicated to us that stamped money was then taken from the bank and ripped up, and they had to spend energy to create more money, which is not good.
Bullshit.
No, it's not bullshit. It's a waste of resources. You got all these poor people out there, and you're wasting money, making money.
That's true, actually. Yeah.
Not making money, making money.
It kind of sucks that the bank has to rip them up, because it's this rantradio.com.
Yeah, it is a shame.
It is a shame. They should be giving it to you, right?
Just like, I don't know. Go to the website and say, oh, cool. Yeah.
The phone volume's low. Everybody's upset with the volume. Volume low.
Volume low.
Yeah, you're getting
volume
up.
Low. Samaric,
volume
not...
high. Oh, remember, I am line one. The little button from the little red. Remember, you have to hit that.
Dak's
one.
Not here.
Dak's not here. He hung himself in a hotel room earlier this week.
Yeah, because of a slam.
You heard the intro. He hung himself.
All right, man. Say what the hell?
What the hell?
Right on. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay. Yeah.
And Drex knows how to hang up.
Yeah,
he's very proficient.
He's got plus 12 dots and hang up a lot.
In the IRC, Echo, Kexler, Holy Deal, Smokehouse, Buck, X, Daedalus, Apocalypse, Zombie, Pele, Pseudo, Rooster, LinkRX, Paradox, Fuck You, Archangel, Cerulean. Why am I having a problem with this name this week?
Stop jerking off.
Cerulean.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Templar Knight, Soul Trance, Crazy, Hippie J, Gelatinous, Kool-Aid, Misunderstood, Steve, Pollywog, Floyd Zappel, Half Elf, Judas, Katana, Romulus Templar, T-Gray, Terrell, Yggdrasil, Orphan, Plastic, Kha'Zix, Wolf Pup, Music God, Tesla, Poison Chudo, Sparky, Roto, Zombie Again, Charge Yet Solid, Test Subject, Zan Sad, and Zof Ak Away, and ASE.
Okay, and apparently we need to have our channel upped.
They're still bitching. You did something wrong.
They're all talking to each other.
Oh.
I sound
because
like...
our guardian is not in the channel yet again. I have to take off the limit.
What limit?
There was a limit of 50 people allowed in the channel.
Oh, my God.
So let's just...
Suddenly, that's terrible. Why would you limit it?
Captain Kirk.
Because at one point in time, somebody came in and flooded the channel.
Mr. Tambourine Man.
Mr. Tambourine Man!
Mr. Tambourine Man!
With
I'm ready
a bunch
to parade into my own parade.
Flooded everyone out. It was horrible. It was
why?
A travesty.
Mr. Tambourine Man.
Because they thought we were important.
Mr. Tambourine Man!
Mr.
Tambourine Man!
Mr. Tambourine Man!
Mr. Tambourine Man! Mr. Tambourine Man!
Cast your magic spell.
I promise I'll go under it.
Go
Mr.
Under
Tambourine
what,
Man,
Bill?
Why the fuck, you know, you people should find something better to do on Sunday nights. You really should.
Instead of listening to us,
you should be reading. I suppose I mean
all monkeys.
I got some good clips. Check out the directory.
Yeah, we got some good clips
from
here on. What the hell?
Here on what the hell,
Mr. Tambourine.
Oh, I have to use the mouse.
I'm sorry. I'm
oh God
all
forbid.
Fucked up
and
with...
since we're not being very funny right now, we're going to let other people be funny for us.
Where
okay.
did
we
you
have something them? From Camp Chaos in that directory?
Oh, this is beautiful.
This is.
Just in case
beautiful.
You thought that I swore way too much, no.
No.
I am a kindergarten teacher compared to this clip. This is might.
Sean is wholesome in comparison.
I should be like a language tutor for like daycare compared to this fucking this fucking guy.
This is a new cartoon from Camp Chaos.
And
so,
wow, does it ever rule.
Go there. It's in the long line of Napster Bad.
Oh, yeah.
It stands on its own as an MP3, but you really should check out the video as well. Just listen to all the off comments that this guy slips in.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's called
it's
Metallic Cox.
Like, good fucking day to you, cocksuckers. Lars Chipwich here from the band Metallic Cock, a lesser-known Metallica-styled group. I'm here today for a motherfucking preemptive strike against Napster. Why, you ask? Why? I'll fucking tell you why, motherfucker. Napster's been forced to block downloads of all Metallica songs. So you know what that means? All you jelly anus dickweeds will change the names of your Metallica MP3s to deliberate misspellings of the name Metallica in order to get around the blockages.
Blockages! Bad!
Motherfucking alias names like Limp Hash Brown, Insuck, Flu Fighters, Papa Crotch, Dickseed Chicks, and Crotchbox 20. What? But you know, these are actual bands that enjoy a small but cult following. And now our songs are going to be downloaded for free from Napster and our music instead of Metallica's music. And that sucks donkey ass, dude. We want to be able to choose how our fan gets our songs. Just because Metallica wants to protect their shitty ass suck off of male whore metal songs doesn't mean that our rights should be violated too. Sure, James Hetfielder here and I formed Metallica several years after Lars Ulrich and James Hetfield formed Metallica, but they get all the attention and they get all the hand jobs. That all changes here, motherfucker. We're gonna step up to the plate and help to protect the lesser known knockoff bands whose songs will be pilfered once Napster filters out the names of the so-called proper recording artists. We're to, you know, protect bands like Mole, Flemin' M, Dog Smack, Days Against the Sheens, and the Smack Meat Boys.
Smack Meat Good!
They fucking rule, dude! But because fucknuts like Metallica have sued to have their files blocked on Napster, you MP3-loving nipple lumps are going to be forced to create fake names for your files. Names that are already being used by us, the knockoffs and the tribute bands. Jennifer Dopeheads, Runny Crackspits, Sticky Marvin, and the Sped Rot Silly Pipers.
Silly Pipers! Good!
So here's who we're gonna sue. Metallica, Napster, and your good-for-jack shit hairy stomach mom.
Hairy stomach moms! Bad!
Fucking ain't right! I hope mommy is all lubed up and ready for a good fucking, because if you thought Metallica's lawsuit was painful, wait until Metallica fucks you over with the fury of a pack of hard-on, sporting, semi-drunken desperados with a vengeful lust for justice.
Justice! Good! Metallica, Napster, you and your mom!
What the fuck?
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know if I could play this show and Sean wants to play them all at the beginning of the show.
He's not very intelligent, that Sean guy.
No, a little bit slow.
Dolt. Look at that hair. How do you expect to impress
cut
anyone with that hair?
This is kettle over.
Got the mullet.
I'm just not going to say anything.
Yay!
Yay! We
win! We're all winners.
The first story is about plasma guns. They're trying to make some plasma guns.
Yay!
Like in Star Wars.
Sure. I'm all for it.
I
think plasma guns are good.
And they've tried to make them before, but they went under or went secret or something.
Yeah.
So there's a website. Let's see. How do they make them? Either by passing electric current through gas or by heating it to such an extremely high temperature that it enters a different state of behavior.
Different state of behavior.
Nothing quite like a different state of behavior, especially when it's superheated gas.
Much like
what erupts from my butt.
I need it even more than that, actually.
God damn it. This one's gone.
It's gone.
He,
back.
When they put up a news story.
Fuck twice.
And then they change the URL.
The URL. The URL.
No this
more
URL. Good.
Earl's on top.
Church women spend $3,000 on 273 hardcore porn movies.
You mean we're already finished with the plasma gas?
Well, nobody had anything to say about it.
I was excited about it.
Okay.
He was touching himself, unfortunately.
Your excitement does not translate through the radio, then.
But I'm excited. I would like to have
a
blaster cannon.
It's the self-destruction show here on Red Radio.
I'll be a blaster cannon gunner and put it on top of my... Hey,
train now. Get your MCSC.
I saw a picture of the...
Must consult someone experienced.
I saw a picture of the vehicle that's replacing the Iltis, which is what the Canadian military uses for their little light little drop.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that, too. It's a cart with wood wheels and a pony drags it.
No. It looks fucking cool.
The turbocharger kind of goes like... Does it have an engine and stuff or what?
It looks like a Humvee, only a little bit smaller.
Yes, but does it have an engine?
And really cool.
Well, yes, but you have to feed it hay.
They got lots of cool holes in all the panels to make it look really shit hot and awesome. And the best part is underneath it, they had a drawing of it, like an...
Okay, what was that and who stepped on it?
That was unpleasant.
That little piece there. There we go. Don't step on that.
Okay, what's with the headset and why is it plugged in? Is anybody using a headset?
No.
Why is it plugged in there then?
It's evil.
You know what? I don't know.
Unplug it now.
No, wait a second. Let make him unplug it.
There it is. That's Dax, I think.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
There you go.
There you go, Mr. Kennedy.
Woohoo!
Okay, anyways.
No, I've got headphones.
Woohoo! Okay. That's so, really anyways, cool. Blaster people, cannons right? are good. What was
Why don't we turn down, because that's really loud. Your speakers on the outside of the room are really loud. We're going to kill your neighbors.
They like the show, too. I asked them. I took a survey.
You may yell that.
Hey, two out of three neighbors are
impressed. Do we fucking piss you off every time we do the What the Hell show?
In fact, you do piss me off.
In fact, you do piss me off. But I wouldn't say anything, because I know that you all talk about cutting people's heads off and shit. So
we didn't really want to approach you.
It's like the guy from fucking...
They saw the M&M clock on the wall and knew it.
And
was,
ran away.
They're like, oh my God, look what they did to that poor defenseless peanut.
We were not the ones with
some,
which to fuck.
I bought some batteries for that.
Did you?
And in...
Oh, the M&M clock.
17 minutes, it'll do its thing.
It will?
Yes, it will.
I think we should, like, make...
Why didn't you put, like, the correct time or something?
Check out all three clocks. Do any of them have the correct time?
No. Now, why is that?
Because you people look at your watches throughout the whole show.
Motherfucker, we
for
drive
some
like...
some reason.
We drive, like, half an hour to
oh,
get...
Oh, sorry.
Here.
How does
sorry
that my... speed up or slow down the show?
Wow.
Wait, doesn't speed
what
up or slow
looking
down
looking at your watch throughout the whole show?
Oh,
do?
I'm sorry. You've come up with this little fanaticism about us using and looking and being interested in time. So
yes.
We're all bad because James all of a sudden went crazy.
He's
the world
I've
runs out of time,
thing.
Bitch. There's
I've
24 hours thing. In a day, and that's what people do. They look at their watch. They want to know what time it is. What time is now relative to all the other times and all the other timings I have and when I have to go to work tomorrow and when the show is going to be done and when I got to drive home and how much sleep am I going to get? When do I get to eat next? These are all important things, motherfucker.
And it's all true. Based on those little fucking
and just
numbers.
Because you want to give away your last candy instead of one in the middle, or you don't want us to know the time because, oh, well, what does that have to do with anything? That's your question, bitch. We don't want to have to be held down by your shitty question.
I'm just complaining.
Yeah. What am I doing?
I don't have to.
I'm changing those clocks.
Never.
No, actually, he's...
And every time you come back, they'll be changed to random times.
Yeah, but I still will change
Not them. Even on the hour. Not even Newfoundland time.
I think.
They're not on the hour or Newfoundland time now, babe.
At any point, does this... At what point, Sim?
Yes.
I'm wondering, are you going to step back and go, wow, I am so fucked up.
You're the one that put clocks on the wall, you stupid shit.
I record,
you want us to see the time.
Why
did you put the fucking clocks up there?
I record
You're trying to disorient us and confuse us.
Of this it's to make show. You all insane.
No.
It's
I have
to make
a theory
you all insane.
I have a theory. I think right. Sim is actually a Time Lord.
Yeah, he's something.
Oh, he's a lord of something, all
Look
right.
at these videotapes I buy. I buy them because they say they have time-shifting capabilities on them. And I'm trying to figure out what these time-shifting capabilities are. I've been recording on these for 4 weeks, and time has not shifted.
He's the ninth doctor, or whatever it is. I
think you're up to 13.
And I'm waiting,
okay,
I'm waiting
well,
for my contract for the doctor who in the BBC. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where's the blue box? And get back in it and recycle yourself.
This is just brutal.
What's you know. Next on the news, Sim?
No. Halt. Okay.
You're wasting
I still want to know, at what point are you going to realize, holy fuck, am I ever screwed? I record every moment of my life. I have everything detailed right down to maps. I've got charts. You got three walks on, three claws on, three clocks up your ass. You got three clocks on the wall.
Yeah.
All at the wrong time. You're eating no meat. You got a fridge that's empty. What the fuck? At which point, like, how far down the ladder of madness must you travel before you go,
yeah.
Whoa.
Announce these things to make you insane. So you notice them. See, they're coming for me now. You can hear it.
I just, wow.
The mind reels.
The mind reels and casts yet again.
Three clocks, neither have the correct time. An orgasming fridge, I think, is jolly interesting.
That's Sean's fridge. Can't blame me for that.
That's true. It is my fridge.
He made it a happy fridge.
Good.
It was in the army too long.
Somebody yeah. defend
fridge.
Me. They're picking
Good.
On me.
No.
Anybody defending me?
No.
No, not a one.
No one's defending you. They
that
hate
sucks
you.
A lot.
All right. 6:33 right now. Matter of fact, just to piss him off, I'm going to announce the time randomly. It is 6:33. Wow, someone has really good time on their
no,
watch.
No, just in queue with you.
You said that. Yeah, well,
they synced themselves up to your watch.
I'm synced up, yes. Let's all be fanatics. We'll set our watch to Sean time.
We're all checking. We're all checking.
Your watch does have a time server on it.
Mine's
connected
like
to the internet, doesn't it?
No, no, my watch doesn't. However, I do set my watch to
that
my
would
GPS.
Imply someone
do they have those? They what? Have those that
a
sync up
server?
To GPS watches, right?
They're yeah.
Any watch that has a GPS in it would sync up to the GPS clock. Right?
Probably yes. Probably yes. There's only one watch that I know of that has a GPS in it
but
right
But you can't
now.
Actually tell where you are. It just automatically sets the time.
Yes, you can.
No, it doesn't do that. It just sets the time. That's the reason it's hooked up to the satellites, just to have the direct time.
That's it. It's a glorified
it's
time
a fucking
setter.
Conspiracy, Sean.
Okay, well, let's just keep cruising. What's the next story?
Well, let's continue on. The church women spent $3,000 on 273 hardcore movies.
$3,000?
$3,000. They raised this money through their church to buy porn movies.
For what purpose?
To destroy them.
Oh,
this is some sort of backwards
because
thing.
There's a finite number of porn movies.
Oh yeah, they're gonna raise enough money to destroy them all.
They could have given them
wait,
to the homeless.
You buy them, we'll make more. Wasn't that a slogan of some fast food restaurant or something?
McDonald's.
Crunch all you want, we'll make more.
Crunch all you want, we'll make more.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what the slogan of these porn movies will be.
I don't get that at all.
I don't understand.
Just another
that.
Example of the sort of people in charge of religion.
Well, no, it's just like, I'd understand if they stole them. I'd respect them more if they broke
yeah,
into like
that would be a point to
porn
that.
Shops and stole the porn movies. Of course, there's a lot of bad porn. You know,
they'd have to pick out the good porn.
Yeah,
the high quality.
No, but
porn.
Like there's a lot of porn.
The ones without plots.
There's
a
cloud
10 production.
Here's another step. Someone told someone the plan. All right, we need money so we can buy pornos and burn them. Are you in?
Yeah,
yes,
I'm
here
sure.
Is $20.
Any burning of porn is good.
I'm sure that what happened there was they spent $2,500 on porn. They spent $500 on blank tapes, and they burned all the blanks. So now they've got quite the library for all the people to touch themselves after confession.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean,
during
give
confession.
Me a break. Hey, give me a break, you know. 3.5 hours of walking along putting crackers on young, nubile people, putting crackers in their mouths. I'd have to go fish, too.
I mean, they'd get
you know?
Pretty excited buying
young,
this porn.
Young, nubile people. Isn't young. That like, didn't we all go this last time? Isn't
it's,
like
it's
that
redundant.
Deja vu all over again?
It's redundant.
Like
nubile equals young.
Actually, no, nubile does not equal young. If you look it up on
what
the
what definition is that, I think?
Nubile means ready for marriage. Does
really?
Not mean young.
It implied old enough as in just old enough.
Like, no, you didn't look it
young.
Up.
In the
you
old
didn't
days.
Look it up.
Yeah, you were there. You remember what it said.
Yeah,
you remember.
Okay.
You're lying.
You're lying. You know what it says. You're just lying to everyone.
You're lying.
I'm a liar.
I'm a liar,
and you'd be looking for me.
I've never actually heard that song.
Download it. Download Henry Rollins, A Liar.
Okay.
Yeah, it's awesome.
This is scary. It was on
Clubot.
It was put out April 1st.
Ah!
It was put out April 1st.
What
was,
is it?
It was
is it
a
joke?
April Fool's joke. But the scary part is that everything in this can be done. Department of Justice anti-child porn plan regulates digital cameras. And what it talks about is it has the technology that recognizes how much flesh is taken in the digital picture. It's got a GPS, and it's got a cell phone built into it. So if it tells that there's too much flesh in the picture, it analyzes it and sends off your coordinates to the FBI.
Yeah, the thing
and
is, what if you get an ultra-close-up of your face?
Well, you take the good with the bad, right? There are warnings on the camera.
Well, what is this?
Someone
story?
Was a fan
say
of
again?
Charlie's Angels, the movie.
What is
that's
it?
That's fucking grand.
Say again, what is it?
It's a camera
right.
That detects if you take child porn
and where
with
is
it. And it.
Okay, so let me get this straight.
In your location
the sort
by
of
GPS.
People that would buy this camera would be into child porn and hoping to bust themselves.
It's going to be one of those things that they're going to destroy all the
warning,
other
large
digital.
Child porn camera. Use this great for child porn.
Great for child porn.
And we're all that's forcing right. You to buy new digital cameras like, with an extra $500
like, oh,
price
yeah.
Tag for
come,
this anti-child porn.
Come down, come down, come
right.
Down, come on down to Geeks R Us Computers where we sell the child porn cam. I'm here to buy the child porn cam. Absolutely, come around
there
back.
You, are.
You just gotta pick it up, pull your truck around back, park in the stalls next to the others. Thank you. Stand on the big thing with the X on it. Thank you. Plop, fucking flush. You joined the collection.
Yeah, Henry Rollins, I saw him last Monday. Very, very excellent. Or on this Monday.
On this Monday? You're seeing
this
him tomorrow.
Monday. Yeah, seeing him tomorrow.
Woohoo!
I've already got it recorded. That's on the time shifting on the video.
Time shifting is actually on this video.
Right. Unfortunately, I'm taping over it right now. With the What the Hell Show.
Right. That's bullshit because you'll never tape over anything.
Very true. Internet firm sues to broadcast McVeigh execution.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking you should actually have a large pyramid built so that when you die, you can have all your archive shit.
Live on.
No, in the pyramid with you, and you'll be all sealed in one gigantic shriveled vegan capsule, and we'll launch your ass into space, and they'll come across you, and then they'll be able to decode everything in your life, right down to fucking you name it.
Oh, yeah, a mellow plaque with the circle and the man,
you know,
and the woman,
guy,
and the stars.
And the people and the stars.
And as a mercy, they open up the hatch, throw in the side of beef, close the hatch, and fire you back into space.
There you go.
Eat something!
Eat something, you fucking weirdo. You know, you're going to get sick and die.
All right. So, McVeigh execution.
Tim McVeigh's going to be publicized on the air.
What McVeigh wanted it broadcast live on TV.
He did?
Yes. His execution. He just wanted it. He said, hey, you can do it. I give you permission.
To broadcast his execution live.
I think
they should do that all the time anyways.
I think if they're going to permit...
All channels.
And they didn't want to do that. For whatever reason, some of these stations didn't want the highest ratings of any show ever in history.
Oh, they're probably not allowed to do it.
No.
Yeah, they're not allowed. Yes.
Yeah, because the NSA went to them and said, excuse me, hi. Yeah, there's a lot of really extreme militant people.
We know we allow the real TV stuff going on, and people purposefully videotape the running of the bulls and other things that they know people are going to get gored, but you can't videotape this other thing where somebody's going to die. I don't see the difference.
Well, before he fries, does he, you know, like jump up and onto a television, try and lie sleep on top of it and fall off it, or perhaps involve some sort of small child hitting him in the groin first, involving a whole pile of laugh track guffaws?
Yeah, no, then that would get on there. No, but we've established...
People don't agree that this guy deserves it. Most Americans don't agree. I don't see the problem with Americans saying no to this.
Why don't you ask the FBI if he deserves it?
Sim, you're fucking crazy, okay? So what we have to determine, first of all, is that most of what you're saying here and your views are fucked.
No.
Right off the top.
Look
yes,
at real
totally.
TV. Look at
Dude,
real TV. What
it's
is the difference?
It's a guy going to get fucking executed on TV because real TV. Okay.
Did those people
the
on real TV
here?
Deserve it?
Did they
they're
die?
They're going to show somebody that
did they
does
die?
Deserve it?
Did the people on real TV die?
This is unfucking believable.
Sometimes they do.
I'm against it, absolutely. Because why not? Hey, well, it's at the halftime show.
If they want to I'm playing devil's advocate.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm just like, what
Bud
are you doing?
Bud versus Bud Light or the Tim McVeigh execution.
No, I still don't understand why they're barring this. I don't want them to show it on TV. I don't want them to execute
maybe
people.
Maybe there's a
but
shred
they're doing
of decency
anyway.
Left somewhere.
I think they should kill him on TV.
If they're
going to
allow executions, they should put him on TV, too.
Scapegoat much?
Because maybe people will stop doing bad things.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, don't put it on the world. Put it on TV. You know, it's better to put it on TV than to put it on the streets.
Would skateboarders stop skateboarding in
bowls
in front of the bank if a cop just went up to him and said, "Okay, I'm the judge, jury, executioner. You are skateboarding. Bang." Anybody else? They'd all go home.
Yeah, that's not a good example because skateboarders aren't the type of people that are skateboarding out of desperate means. Oh, my God, I've lost everything. I've got to skateboard to survive. Right? Whereas people that rob banks, they go, fuck, I have nothing, and I'm really angry, and I'm gonna bang, give me your money, bitch. Right? You don't get, like, angry skateboarders rampaging through the street skateboarding because they're angry and it's just a crime of passion. They're like, skateboarding's cool, dude. Hey, oh, that slide, that was wicked, dude.
Nice slide.
Oh. I don't know. I'm thinking that,
like slide along the side.
I saw the biography. I saw Tim McVeigh's biography.
You think they should execute him but not show it on TV?
No, I don't think they should even kill Tim McVeigh.
Why?
I don't. Oh, yeah, he was alone. he acted by himself. Nobody else was involved in that shit.
He's a smart man.
Yeah, he's all on his own. He rented that Ryder truck. He mixed all them explosives.
Okay, wait.
That's full-on bloodlust satisfaction.
So do you not think he did it or what? I'm just curious.
Yeah, he did it.
So they shouldn't kill whoever they caught?
Oh, well, yeah, sure. Absolutely. You're missing the point here. The point here...
I am, actually.
Yeah, they're not killing him to punish him. They're killing him to sate the American people. It's got absolutely nothing... nothing to do with justice. Not a fucking thing. Yeah, absolutely, justice should be served.
Because how many people are on death row right now? They've been waiting 20 years, and this guy goes... gets executed within three or four years?
Were they going to televise it? Is it being televised? Is it being put on the internet? Is it,
they don't know. There's
my point
right
of view. My point of view is this, Sean. Yes, I agree. It's bad for them. They've got their motives. Blah 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 blah. But I think that people that do these sorts of things should be killed. And so the fact that he's being killed and he's a bad person, I think that's justice. Now, they have their motives, right? But it's sort of like the whole Kuwait war, right? The whole, you know, Desert Storm. Sure, they went in there for oil. But still, Kuwait was, you know, invaded by a country and they needed help. And so I look at it as, you know, they had their bad motives. But they still...
Goodwill.
No. I look at it and go... They've got their motives, but I'm pleased because Kuwait's being helped. It's they're still being helped, regardless of the way it happens, right? My desire is still being fulfilled.
No, you're just no. You're all ass backwards there. Okay, they just happened to do something and sold it to you in such a way that said, oh, and we're doing this because for these reasons, okay? And it just happens to fit in. And if it didn't happen to fit in with your reasons, then you'd be fucked, and they'd create another reason to fill it in. You know what I mean? Saddam Hussein offered to surrender 6 fucking times throughout that entire thing. But you won't hear that on the air.
No.
You know, I mean, you can't sit there and, like, you're buying the lie at that stage. That's fully buying the lie. The Tim McVeigh execution's buying the lie. Tim McVeigh is a soldier. He's a soldier in a different army. Soldier revolutionary. He's a soldier, though. Yeah. The dude's a soldier. If you check out the bio,
if he attacked the military, what did he attack? He blew up the.
What did he attack? We're fucking blowing up Chinese embassies all over the world.
No.
That just rolled off to the side. Fuck off and take out.
Oh my God, Kate. Okay, fucking straight. Okay, he blew up what? That the building, the office building with all the people in.
I am not
right?
finished
the
yet.
The two towers,
okay.
right? Okay. If you want to be in an army and go to war against someone, attack a military
target. You understand what I'm talking about.
Okay, sure. Finish then.
Okay.
Finish then.
Okay, the statement is, okay, the dude was a fucking soldier in an army. Now, he's part of a fucking terrorist army. That's true, okay? But if you check a bio on his life, the dude is not some fucking crank job who's out there, you know, trying to, you know, plotting to destroy men, women, and children. He believes he's fighting for a cause based on freedom, la, 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 la. Now, the dude is, if ever there was a case where someone was horribly manipulated, he did not act alone. Okay, if there was ever a case where someone was manipulated and a victim, I think this would be a prime candidate of it. Okay?
Victim.
Oh,
I love that.
Absolutely.
You know, he blew up a building, the poor guy. He fucking killed a whole bunch of people and attempted to kill everyone.
And that was all his plan.
Poor guy.
Absolutely, that was his plan.
It doesn't matter whether it was
his plan. Okay.
He was one of the people involved, and they caught him. If the other people didn't get caught, well, that sucks. It's too bad. I wish they caught them all and hung them all on TV.
Yeah, the problem here is, of course, is that he was probably just the fucking smallest of small players. This is akin to
involved.
He was involved.
He got charged.
I agree, Sean. I would prefer that they caught
let's capture every Marine.
I don't think he's a victim.
Oh, he's fully a victim.
That's the mentality of the 90s. Victim.
You know what?
Everyone's a victim.
It doesn't matter if he's a victim. He still blew up a building. If he was a puncher, I agree. They should have caught the other guys, too, but they didn't. They did catch him.
Yeah, why didn't they?
Good. I don't know. But because I don't know doesn't mean it was some sort of conspiracy.
Okay, so what?
To keep them from being caught. Well, we don't want to catch these guys because, well, they blah, 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 whatever it is they do. And as far as I'm concerned, blowing up an office building is not, I don't care
no,
what you believe.
Crime. It was a horrible
that's
thing.
Right.
It was
I
a
don't
horrible
care if you say
done.
You're a soldier fighting for freedom, blah, blah, blah,
blah. A lot of innocent people got killed, but by the same token, then there is a whole lot of pilots that fucking launched missiles or shot down things that crashed into hospitals over there that are guilty of war crimes.
Really?
By the same law. Well, absolutely.
Do they not be held accountable for accidents?
Nope. Not at all.
Really?
Nope, not even a little bit.
You know what?
I thought there was rules to war.
I would have, Sean, I would have to.
You're not
Geneva Convention's a joke.
They don't do anything
It's a fucking gag. They issue shotguns, man. They issue shotguns. An item banned by the Geneva Convention. The artillery, they banned white phosphorus. So now they erased the little label on the white phosphorus that said white phosphorus and wrote in smoke. And somehow that makes it better. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a fucking gag. The UN is the biggest bunch of fucking cash grab I've ever seen in my life. Do you know what Canada makes?
Bureaucracy for the sake of a bureaucracy.
No, it is a cash grab. It is a blatant cash grab. You want engineers in your country clearing mines? Absolutely. We'll help you at a cost of so many thousand dollars a day to have our engineers in there clearing mines. In Canada or any other country that matter gives a flying fuck if a bunch of brown people die? No, they don't. Why? Because governments are bags of shit. It's all about the cash. So what they do is we come into this idea of circumstantial morals, where they're like, oh, we're going to go into QA. What? Am I wrong?
Yeah.
How am I wrong?
All of these politicians that get voted in our democracy, they're all fuck faces, and they're all going into it to fuck over all these other countries and just get some money.
No, the politicians who get voted into office have bingo power. Bingo. Donut. Large rubber yellow. Okay, they got nothing.
Excellent.
You know, the only reason why they get voted in the first place is because in order to be voted in, they have to sell their souls to large multinationals. That's how they attain office. That's how they get power. That's how they fund themselves. Like, why would you choose to be, say, a doctor? Okay, it's nice. Yeah, I want to put on rubber gloves and shove my fingers up somebody's ass. That'd be a great job. Or am I doing it because I like the lifestyle? I think I'd like to make $150,000 a year. So that's what goes on there. These people who are going to be politicians, they want to have influence and stuff like that. But when you got that kind of power floating around, you got people throwing money at you sick ways from Sunday, no shit you're going to get corrupt. No shit you're going to get corrupt. You know, and now, if you're a politician, Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky sucked his cock. So what?
I don't know where you're going with this.
The morality of politicians. I'm answering your question is where I'm going with this.
It doesn't seem to be heading towards the point is all. It's just a bunch of talk, but I don't understand what you're saying.
Next story, then. The KKK. Don't get mad.
Don't get even, either.
The KKK got kicked out of the highway litter program. They didn't hold up there. And remember that story a couple weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They fight in court to get clean up our highways and get their name on the banner. And in the end, they didn't pick up one piece of garbage. Not one. They didn't attempt once.
So you're telling me the EPA picked up the only piece of garbage that mattered?
EPA.
So what do you mean? Yeah. Like they didn't clean up the highway.
They didn't clean it up once.
How long was it there?
I think it was up. Groups are required to pick up a litter four times a year in this program. The records indicated they did not fulfill their adoption agreement. They never picked up anything off the highway. Doesn't say. They had a half mile of road.
Which is not really that big.
Can't see. They had until last Tuesday to respond to a March 20th letter to comply with it, but they didn't. I'm assuming they had a couple months. At least a quarter of a year, because they have to pick it up four times a year. So they went, looked, nobody picked up anything, sent out the letter, and they never got a response, and the KKK officials could not be reached for comment about this story either.
Well, big surprise there. They're probably out hiding my sheet somewhere. So.
But that's what...
we got to pick up our burning crosses?
it's all just bullshit.
It's a sad...
It's a big publicity grab by the KKK.
Oh, it was. And I think a lot of organizations do this. They fight for their right to do something and then
do nothing with it.
They do nothing with it. And it just falls to the wayside. And I mean, that's great that the KKK were going for their rights, right? They should fight like anybody else. But you're going to do that, follow through.
Well, they probably would have had a better time if they would have been denied.
That's probably what they were hoping for.
Yeah,
they were hoping.
We got to pick up garbage now.
Yeah, now they got to pick up garbage, and they hate that shit.
Well, can't we just get a black man to do it? Listen here, you son of a bitch.
No.
Get on to your burning cross.
Yeah, no, that's bullshit. That's all bullshit.
And, God.
Another broken link.
Damn it. Fox News, you suck.
Fox News, which...
That'll teach you.
This one was a student went to school wearing a straight pride t-shirt.
I knew you'd be on that.
Tell, I haven't heard this one.
Yeah, no, this was on the cult site, and I was going, yep, absolutely, Sim's going to be talking about this one.
He got kicked out of school.
Well, no, actually what happened is a student came in wearing a gay pride, and one came in wearing a straight pride, and the straight pride student got sent home.
Because it's offensive.
Because it was offensive, too.
Because it has connotations of...
Of hatred.
Hatred.
The hatred that was on it was it said straight pride on the front and had a picture of a man and a woman in the stick, like men's women's bathroom kind of thing, holding hands on the back of the shirt.
Uh-huh.
That was the huge hate content. Which I'm like,
one rule for one person, another rule for another.
Yeah, that's
sounds good to me.
Pendulum swung too far the other way much. I don't know. It's just kind of bullshit for me.
All animals are equal, except
until
others are equal.
Yeah.
All animals are equal unless you have sex with the opposite sex, and then you're not equal.
That's bullshit, you know.
Some animals are more equal than others.
That's
but by the same token, it's okay for people to walk around with black pride T-shirts, or wear a white pride T-shirt and see what happens.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And let them all or let them all in.
You know what I mean? And you sit there and, like, Louis Farrakhan much?
Holy fuck, what a...
Louis Farrakhan much? Louis Farrakhan is a name thrown around like, wow, I met Louis Farrakhan. Louis Farrakhan What's that?
I've never heard that name.
Louis Farrakhan is the leader... Well, he's one of the
he's one of the...
He's
NWACP,
the leader, I believe.
If I remember correctly.
Louis Farrakhan, he's the leader of the Islam...
American Islam.
Sorry.
And he is...
Whose main policy is to hate white people.
Yeah, like, and not like
it's not just white people. He calls... He's just as bad as the KKK.
He's
black.
Worse than the KKK.
That's true. He also...
In all fact, it's like all white people are Satan. They're all bad. The white man has never done anything worthwhile of all in history. They all suck, and we also hate the Chinese.
He hates the Jews.
Oh, fuck yeah.
If you're not black, you are shit.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is the KKK's rule. Anyone excludes anyone who's black, Jewish, Mexican, or Asian. That's what they list on this page. I don't
black,
know how
Jewish,
accurate
Mexican
that is.
Mexican or Asian?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They let in Native Americans, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, apparently they let in Native Americans.
Wow.
That's
pretty surprising.
But yeah. they're only second class members.
And they also say that it's just like any other organization when you join. They're like, no, we're not a bunch of racist fucks. No, we just think that white people should govern white people and black people should govern black people.
That's their angle.
That's the beginning.
And we'll all get along.
And
better.
It's sort of like Satanism. You know, everybody fuck. I get all this mail sometimes. People are like, hey, Shen, you know, because of that, like the Church of Satan. And I'm like, actually, no, we're nothing like the Church of Satan. Because, you see, the Church of Satan starts with, we just think you should be free. Yeah, okay, that's fine. But later on, it turns into like, oh, there's the natural order of things, and then you should be a predator because you have realization of self, and la la la, before you know it, you're fucking some little
slippery
kid.
Slope.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, what the hell? How did that happen, you know?
I don't know where these small child's entrails came from.
You know, I mean, what
I was... Just walked in the door a moment ago.
I was just rolling some dice last I checked.
I mean, this is bullshit, man. Like, you know, whatever. And, it's just, it pisses me off. It just pisses me off. These fucking, Anyway, what's the next story?
This one is all about the slippery slope as well.
Uh-oh.
Student suspended. Don't step on that.
Stop kicking it.
Student suspended for listing classmates that frustrate her. They frustrate me. And
oh, this is obviously a plot to kill them. What?
Yes. They have a zero tolerance on absolutely anything, obviously.
They just have
you
zero.
Can't speak out about anything, about
zero
anyone.
Tolerance.
Zero tolerance.
You're a child, so we're allowed to flex our fascist fists.
Oh, wait. Didn't I do a rant called the suicide rant a while ago, which just fucking called this into happening, like, just, you know, about a year and a half ago? Anyway, never mind. Never mind.
Well, the mind fucking reels.
Like,
I'm sorry, I don't know.
I'm so glad I am not a teenager in America.
I know.
It would make me insane.
I do not know whose paperwork this is, because no one put their name on it. Why didn't you put your name on it, Johnny? I was afraid I'd get listed.
You know, I mean, fuck, my heart goes out. My heart fucking goes out to those kids who are listening right now who are in high school. Holy fuck. And although they played you by the living God that made you, you are a better man than I got.
The prison state that is the school system.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Overreacting.
No one gets out of here alive.
The more they do this, the more the kids are going to go insane.
Oh, yeah. Like a compressed explosion is a bigger explosion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you know, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I mean, these are obviously people, like, don't they have people who've been trained with kids? Don't they have people who talk to kids? Don't they have people who understand?
Oh, yeah, let's not talk to them.
They have specialists. They do.
Motherfucker.
Special counselors.
Okay. Special counselors,
you know,
yeah.
I love this shit. They have these people, and they talk with these special counselors, and then there's the bad kids. The kids who are the washouts. The kids that no one understands, you know? And
you can tell by
I have not had one formal piece of fucking training. Not one. You know what I mean? But I guarantee you. Okay, that I could probably have, like, a school for gifted kids or school for problem, quote-unquote problem kids. I should do that, man. I should.
Oh, we sent you all the ones that wear black.
Oh, go ahead.
We did those ones. We'll
go
look
ahead
for some more later.
Well, give me a school like that in 20 years, and we'll see how many fucking of those kids wind up on the laureate for the Nobel Prize. They're bright. Half of them are just bored. They're like, I don't want to learn about social studies. I want to learn about computers. Okay, well, here's your basic history, and you can do whatever you want. A lot of these kids are, like, manic obsessive. Like, that fucking hacker kid. Remember that hacker kid who they pulled out of a basement? And he was like, he lived in the basement. His parents fed him Twinkies and shit. And he just lived down there, and he had arthritis in his hands equal to an 80-year-old man.
Uh-huh.
Because all he did was hack on the keyboard all day.
Yeah.
That was it. That was his role. Okay, it was a story.
Yeah.
And this fucking kid got pulled out, and he was like, he's a super terrorist. Fuck that. The kid's a genius. He's just been misapplied. You know what I mean? You kill one man, you're a killer. Many men, you're a conqueror. Kill them all, you're a god. You know? It's the same idea. If you hack one computer, you're a hacker. You hack many computers, you're a terrorist. You hack them all, and you're fucking the NSA.
And you got a job.
You know? And, yeah. and
you're hired.
You are fucking hired, okay? Like, I'm sorry, and you got, like, people, oh, no, it's not like that, Sean. It's not like that, Sean. Yeah, it is like that. It is like that. There's fucking guys doing Russian crypto getting lit on fire in the middle of the park, and they deem it a suicide. Absolutely. Geeks are big on lighting themselves on fire.
Oh, yeah. Martyrs. Big martyrs.
Yeah, we like that.
I die for this code.
I die for my code, yeah.
Death to Microsoft!
Torch.
Oh!
You know, I'm sorry.
Until Microsoft is broken up, we will keep being oppressed.
You know,
gasoline on my head.
It's bullshit.
The suspended girl will be given a hearing after the investigation is completed.
Investigation.
The sheriff's department learned about her list last week after receiving an anonymous tip from a parent.
Give me a fucking break.
What part of the world was this?
This?
What part of the states was this?
In Reno, Nevada.
Nevada.
What was it again? Say again.
Nevada?
Yeah.
This was about the girl being suspended. In Nevada?
Oh, yes.
And
for
a list of
I think
people
gambling
that
establishments
her
of some type, too.
Like, okay.
Who did make a list?
This is surprising to me that.
And who reported her? Was it a family member for
anonymous
a
parent.
Anonymous. An anonymous parent?
An anonymous parent.
How did the anonymous parent come across the list? Maybe she's a hacker. You
she's
know,
hacked into her computer.
She's carnivored.
Yeah, she's elite hacksaw.
Maybe she was making this list at a friend's house and left it on the kitchen table.
Probably someone who was on the list found out about the list, told her mother, and their mother went, oh, my God!
My child is going crazy and killed my child! Save my walrus!
Yeah, great.
Oh, man. Why do we even do the news anymore? It just pisses me off.
Wind them up and let them go.
It gets worse and worse.
Oh, there's more!
Every week. Oh, always, always.
You know,
always,
this
always
week, a child was shot for crossing the street and waving.
The stupidity of Americans.
Here we go. What do we got here?
McDonald's task force wants a simpler menu.
What?
For McDonald's. It's getting too complicated for people.
Because you deserve a break.
Because there's too much stuff?
Well, what you should be able to do.
A McDonald's Corporation task force has recommended the world's largest.
Shut up, you American. You always talk, you Americans. You talk and you talk and you say, let me tell you something, and I just want to say this. Well, you're dead now, so shut up.
Dead?
Dead.
Yeah, nothing quite like the Grim Reaper.
They're adding too many choices on the menu. They added a roster of more than 40 specialty items, including several chicken and pork sandwiches. U.S. regional franchise groups could add to their menus on a seasonal basis. It's just getting too complicated for the Americans.
Well, you know, I think what they should have there is they should have a default that says, huh, I'd like some food. And then you, like, walk up and they're like, food. And then they, you know, have a random
money,
you know, and it like spawns some newest tasty treat for
and
you.
Over your wallet, sir, we'll take out the appropriate amount.
You know,
or better left, just hand over your credit card.
Swipe your card here, your food will come out there.
Food, yeah,
food. You know, and then you can, go watch some football.
Food,
you know,
food.
Yeah, you know, right on. Yes, you know. And
I want my food now. The final four is
on. It scares
shit.
You know what is? It is a curse. I remember reading somewhere. I can't remember where it was. Where it's a great curse to be an intelligent person in a world that's incredibly stupid.
It'd be much easier, wouldn't it, if we're all just stupid? We fit in.
You
we
know,
wouldn't have to do this radio
fuck, man,
show.
I have to start.
No,
drinking.
Roto, it's not too much better up here.
You know, no, it's not. We just say Americans because it's bigger and most of our listeners are American.
You know, and what's worse, you know what really makes me crazy? Is these artistic people. You know, they think that not being stupid, to cover that, they're going to be artistic. Artistic people make me
overly fucking... not stupid?
No. These know. Stupid people is like, oh, you have a, that's a nice Mac jacket. Oh, your producer called, he wants his advance back. You know, and I'm like, you know? And you sit there and you watch these assholes going about their shit like it really fucking matters. Like they got their clever little glasses and their little clever fucking shoes, you know, and their clever hair and their clever coats, you know, and they're all like, ooh, and I got a tongue ring because I'm trendy.
They're stupid,
and,
but they're elite. Stupid.
You know, the elite fucking assholes with their clever glasses that they pay too much money for? You know, those fucking cocksuckers. And
these
there,
are my Chantel Noirs.
You know, and they got their GQ magazine happening, and they think they're the fucking goo. I'm down at a coffee shop the other fucking day, okay? And this kid who's like 18 years old comes up to me and says, hey, I saw your cult site. And I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah, my brother knows you. Oh, really? Who's your brother? And he said his name. I can't remember what the fuck his name was. And he said his real name. And I'm like, like I know who the fuck that is, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, nobody knows you. I says, well, then, you know, I guess.
I know you.
I know you. He sees you. He sees you. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever. And he starts talking to me about, what are your political views? And I'm like, dude, I know I'm in a coffee
not
shop.
Not running for fucking office here.
Yeah, I'm not running for office. I'm just
well, my view on abortion
I'm just hanging out.
I'm on the fence, really. On
I'm hanging out with a couple of my friends now at this coffee shop. I really don't want to fucking get into this shit. And it was, his name was Aaron. And he was a smart kid. He's a really smart kid, but he was just on me. He's like, so what are your views? Well, my views is I'm an arrogant asshole. It's worse than I'm right and you're wrong. It's I'm right and you don't fucking matter. Okay? And he's like, oh, so you're an existentialist then? And I'm like, oh, my God, you know.
Label me, please.
You know,
I was lost.
You know, thank you very much. You know, give it a fucking name, you know. And oh, God, you know. And some people smoke pot. Some people study politics. That's their escape. It's this same thing.
People.
Oh, my God, I hate that shit. It's like, well, you know, and Noam Chomsky said, and fucking, and in this book, and if you read this text, you'd know that, and blah, blah, fucking blah.
I'm enlightened.
I know.
I know things more than
things
you,
because
you haven't read this book that I've read.
If you read some Trotsky, you'd be able to know. And I'd be like, yeah, and if you read some Miyamoto Musashi, you'd know to get the fuck away from me before I said cut you in half. Okay? I like books that are really, really short. Punisher, very thin books, teach a lot of wisdom. A lot of wisdom in small comics, okay? I'm sorry. I follow the Frank Castle political policy. Thank you very the fuck much. That's the reason why me and Drexel argue so much. It's because both of us really don't care what the other person says.
That's right, fuck you. You're just you. I'm me.
That's right. And that's fine. And you know what? Eventually, the show ends, and we go our separate ways, and we don't fight. And if
and
more
you don't
people
see each other for 6 days and 21 hours.
Well, that's not my choice.
And
Drexel.
That's
actually,
enough cooling off time.
When we hang out, Drexel and I see things incredibly eye to eye. Incredibly. Oh, it's painful.
We're very similar.
We're very similar in a lot of ways.
Yet different.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's just style. He has a different style than I do. That's all.
No, admittedly, Sean might not get quite as upset as I do when boxes fall over, but we can't be identical twins.
I don't know. I get pretty upset over trivial stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I get pretty upset over some pretty trivial shit.
Internet sex offers.
Now, see that? He's always like, oh, we got to move on now. So, like, no, we didn't talk about that story. You're looking at your watch, and now we got to move on because we spent too much time on one fucking story.
I didn't see the watch.
What is the what's the time limit, Sam, for each story that we're allowed to talk about?
Actually, it's sort of like this. It's like
when it trails off into politics.
This is what happens
for the next
story.
Don't
talk
this
about
is what happens.
Matters.
This is
not
what happens.
Bloody,
When Sim gets bored, it's time to change topic. When Sean gets bored, it's time to change topic.
When
Drexel gets bored, he just sits there and looks at his mic and reads the screen and lets you guys talk.
Well, that's all well and good.
You hate politics. You just hate politics. They get on to politics.
irrelevant.
It is not irrelevant. It's
every 4 years,
harsh.
Another fucking guy gets put into office that does
that's
nothing again, and he
your
has the same
opinion.
Views
no, no, he
that
does
every
something.
Other politician
they
has.
Do something. You might not like what they do, but they do something.
Well, that's all well and good. What's the next story?
They do not much of anything.
Yeah, it's the
and everyone
fucking,
doesn't
it's
like
the
every
shark
politician.
Stick episode
so,
of what the
so,
hell?
So your 2 cents worth.
Fuck you, you cocksucker, Sim. Jackson, I'm sick of YouTube.
No,
whoa.
No, Sim, what
too
you
much
do about it?
Fortune goes crazy. What the hell? Because
so,
Sim, big fellow cast members.
What you do about it is you just stop us talking
insane.
About it. That's what you
they've
do to change
it.
The world.
They, people come to the
you're
show.
You're frustrating me. Where's my
no
list?
Mentioning on names are on the left, and they talk about people's views, these politicians' views on things, as if that matters at all.
It matters
because what they think, they do something about what they think.
They don't. These politicians are so oppressed by these special interest groups that control them with strings that nothing ever happens.
People who frustrate me, Sumerian, Drexel, top of my list, right there, Fran Drexel.
You are suspended.
I am suspended.
Don't come back. I don't wait out of hearing.
I expel you. Oh, wait, I don't know.
I give up.
What's the next story, Sim?
No, everybody's pissed off. Everybody's all pissed off.
We're
no,
pissed
it's,
off
it's
today.
It's a good pissed off vibe here on What the Hell.
See, it's okay to be pissed off.
I'm
as long as you don't
off.
Take it out on people and take it personally.
Smokehouse says
people shouldn't take it personally.
Internet
Sim
sex
talks
offer
about
puts
freedom
Malaysian
on right radio,
jail.
But he acts like a program director is running down the hall. No! No politics, they'll stop listening!
Oh, how many people really want to know about the BC politicians' view on this and that? These
what
people
did we,
in the States. They don't want to hear it.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Tie into them.
Well, wait a sec. You're telling us different people's opinion on the radio.
For a half an hour.
Politicians are people, too. They have opinions.
No, that's where you're wrong. They don't feel pain like the rest of us.
Hey, why don't we just read Onion articles for the entire show?
We will, and if I had my way, that's how it would be. And it would be funny.
It'd be funny, and you'd be all by yourself broadcasting
again,
to four people.
I'd love it.
Pretty long with me on your Onion page.
There's always the other 6 nights of the week you could do that.
But I'd rather frustrate Sean.
Oh, all about Sean.
It is.
Did you see that? It all came back to being my fault. I love how that happens.
Well, hey, that's what happens.
It's good how we turn that around like that.
It is, though. It is. Yeah, it's not the cult show. It's a rant radio show.
That's right.
All right. Yeah, sorry.
I've got a story.
Oops.
Everybody check out page 8 of The Province.
Oh, yeah, they started selling absinthe in Vancouver.
Cool.
The guy's importing it.
Real absinthe.
Real absinthe. Yeah, you can buy it. You can buy it. Actually, it's legal in Canada.
The
Wormwood, baby.
Illegal absinthe or
no.
The legal
no,
absinthe?
No, there is no illegal absinthe in Canada. It is legal now. All absinthe is legal.
What is absinthe?
Mine is very hard to believe
absinthe
that.
Okay, either I'm lying to you, or
Tim doesn't believe it. Sean does. What is absinthe?
Absinthe is a liquor that is made from wormwood, and it's called, I believe it's called anise or whatever it is. But anyway, it's a liquor that, because of the herbs and the wood that it's soaked in and made with, it's got a mild hallucinogenic effect to it. So it's like a lot of these guys, like Maricelli
and these
guys.
As opposed to getting drunk, you kind of sit there and have a mild
trip. No, you're
trip.
Stoned. It is a stone.
Is it the thing that the laws don't cover right now, or was a law repealed?
The law was repealed.
Really?
Yes.
It went through, and somebody said, yep. Absinthe, okay.
Because
so when does it
get
bad?
Absinthe, good.
When does it hit the streets? When does it hit the stores?
You can buy it right now.
Where?
You can get it online and ship it here free. There's a guy who's importing it in Vancouver. That's what's on the province page.
When you see it on the liquor store.
What's that?
When do we get it in the liquor store?
I don't think it will be brought into general liquor stores because there's a very, very low call for it.
Oh, no. No, I'm sure it'll rise.
Probably.
If people get all like high and
somebody private message me with something that says something about that, please.
Yeah, and
about
the Nine Inch Nails song "The Perfect Drug" is about absinthe, and
there's
a ton of shit on the internet about absinthe.
I used to drink it quite often at Whitby Abbey. It's jolly good.
Yeah. So
okay, jolly good.
Is anything ever just good, or is it always jolly good?
Always jolly good.
It's always good.
Hey, you speak the language of his homeland, you bastardized it, so shut up.
Flippin' and bloody hell.
Literally brilliant.
Bloody
heck. Hey, he's not strong enough to defend himself in here.
What's it?
Don't pick on him.
Who?
Him.
Who's him?
I'm not strong
Scotty.
Enough.
There we go.
Scotty the
he hasn't been in Canada long enough to deal with the bastards like you.
I just want to deal with love and peace and
Spotty is the world's first gothic hippie.
I am.
He has, he's got black roses everywhere with long black hair driving around a big hearse.
Goths are pretty hippie.
Goths, well,
there's two kinds of goths.
Now, there's goths, and then there's goths. Okay, there's goths, and then there's these industrial goths.
Yeah.
Okay, the Maryland man, okay, let's do a bit of education class here, okay? Goths do not wear studded collars. Goths do not wear anything remotely punk. If they are wearing anything that could be considered punk, it is not goth. Fishnets are not goth. Okay, they're not. People think that that's goth. You can't tell me that's not goth. No, it's a different style of goth. Well, I'm talking about classic goth here. Classic goth, classic goth is antique clothing. They're into the romance. They read a lot of Mary Shelley. They're drinking absinthe. They're, you know, Sisters of Mercy. They're, you know, old Lorena McKennitt. Goths would be into that. That's traditional goth. And then you get to the goth at the bar scene. We have the goths there, and they're, you know, dancing to, like, and that's where the Sister of Mercy and those kind of guys. Now, you get Manson, people are like, Manson's goth. No. Manson is not goth. This fucking makes me insane. Manson's gothic. Manson is about as gothic as I am country and fucking Western, okay? Manson is so not gothic.
In the shower.
Oh, my God. He is so not gothic. And everyone's like, oh, he's gothic. No. He is an industrial goth. There's industrial goths. And there's classic goth.
I don't think I've ever seen Marilyn Manson do a gothy video at all.
No, all this stuff is gothy.
Sorry, Smokehouse, I tried to warn him.
Sweet Dreams is a gothy video. It's an industrial goth video.
I mean, The Perfect Drug is gothy. He's all dark. He's hunched over.
Yeah, yes, The Perfect Drug is a goth video.
No study collars there.
No study collars, exactly. But that's the whole idea. The goths are an incredibly gentle, beautiful, waif-like, lazy people.
Except each other.
Yeah, pretty much.
Thank you.
Oh, call.
Hi, you're on Right Radio. Who is this?
Yeah, there's Nomad Tigray.
Hey, Tigray, what's up?
I figured I'd tell you a couple things about the absinthe. I'm actually a big drinker.
Are you?
Oh, yes, cool. I am. I have a bottle sitting right in front of me. It's going to pour a shot in a couple minutes.
Oh, well, where'd you get it?
We ordered it from the internet on www.finespiritscorner.com, I think.
I've been to that site. How is it?
Lego's checking out for me now. I'll give you the definite address in a few minutes.
Are you killing cats in the background?
What?
What's that sound in the background? Oh, no, it's us. You just turned down the radio.
It's you.
Oh, you are killing cats in the background.
Okay, so what's the score with the awesome? What was the score with the absinthe? Go ahead, fill us in.
Okay, the bottle we have is 140 proof.
What is this, the Dr. McKillicuddy's one, or it looks like
no,
the doctor?
This is Mari Mayans.
Oh, that's the good stuff.
My favorite brand.
That is the good stuff. Mari Mayans is the tall kind of rounded bottle. Looks almost like a Crown Royal, only smooth.
Shaped.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
how is that
good.
Shit? Is it good?
Yeah, it's distilled instead of steeped.
Okay.
Sabor absinthe is steeped. It's another very good one.
Okay.
But, it's lower alcohol content.
Okay.
But more wormwood.
Now, so what does it do to you?
It's almost kind of like you've been smoking a little weed, but not quite the giggles or the munchies or anything like that. It's just mellower than alcohol.
Oh, okay. So it's like a mellower alcohol. What about the other? What about the other stuff that's they talk about? This is actually cool because I've been wanting to talk to somebody.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Who's tried absinthe? Now the absinthe, like you put it through the sugar cube. Right?
Yeah.
And then this gets rid of some of that taste.
It's supposed to have a bitter taste or something. What it is
it's very strong and very bitter. So you're also it's very alcoholic. You're mixing it with a 1-to-1 ratio of sugar water.
Oh, okay.
So you
sugar
take
water.
A shot of absinthe and then an ounce of cold water.
And that's called louching. When they do that, and this is when it louches to a milky green content.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's very hypnotic. You end up
cool color.
Just drifting it real slow.
it's all groovy. apparently, and that Mary Mayans shit louches awesome, too.
It's really thick.
Mary Mayans louches very, very well.
So now the
another
thing
good kind is Deva or Diva, D-E-V-A.
Mm-hmm.
It's very similar to Mary Mayans, but I like the Mary Mayans bottle better.
Now, here's the question. So what is it that gets you gunned here? Is it the booze or is it the...
It's both, actually. The wormwood content isn't high enough to be hallucinogenic on its own.
Now, is there any absinthe out there that has, like, a really rankly high wormwood content?
Well, you don't want one because wormwood is toxic. If you have too much, it will kill you, just like nicotine. I mean, you technically can die from it.
So
the amount in lower amounts isn't fatal. It's just...
So does this stuff you have, does this have wormwood in it or not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This stuff doesn't have
just a minute amount.
Okay. Smaller amounts, yeah.
And
it's one... We drank about half a bottle in one night once.
Oh, my God.
And
140 proof?
140 proof.
You the fucking man, G. Okay, anyway. Where do you live?
Roswell, Georgia.
Okay, do not fuck with people from Georgia in a drinking game. Okay.
Actually, whoa. Most people around here are freaking wimps.
Okay, anyway, so you drink half a bottle of this absinthe, and what happens?
Yeah, we were pasted. We were just sitting on the couch staring at the window for a good hour and a half.
Is it like, is it a hallucinogenic high? Like, is it a kind of like a, you know, where you...
It
do you smoke pot as well?
But, I mean, you don't see, like, pink elephants and blue bunny rabbits or nothing.
No, I realize that. I'm saying, do you smoke pot as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know when you get that pot high and it hits you in that wave... And you're kind of like out of it, and then you snap back to reality, and you're like, oh, fuck, here I am.
Yeah,
and then you're straight for a second, and it goes again.
It's got a little bit of that, but I'd say more is it changes how you visibly perceive things, like something.
Like a pot, like how you're like, wow, I can really understand things now.
Yeah, everything's very, very clear. Well, actually,
and this is what
only
they say.
One thing at a time is very, very clear.
If you
look at something, you completely see that in its full clarity.
They don't call it being high. They call it being present when you drink absinthe. Yeah, they say you're very present when you're drinking it. So you ship it in from these guys.
Yeah.
And how long? What's our delivery time on that?
I don't know. How long does it take us, Lego? Like 4 days? Delivery?
Really?
Yeah, like 4 or 5 days.
Well, they got me beat all the shit.
Let's get some.
Yeah,
and you order it via credit card or what?
Yes, via credit card, and it's cheaper if we buy 3 bottles at a time.
Here we go.
There you go.
Now you're talking.
One bottle, but shipping and handling from Spain is like $80 a bottle.
Oh, fuck.
And if we buy 3 bottles at a time, it's about $40 a bottle.
So, total, American... What did you, like, you order 3 bottles, shipping.
That's American.
By the time it shows up to your door, how much is that?
$130 for 3 bottles.
And that's including shipping and everything?
Including shipping and everything. And they pack it real well.
I'll bet they pack it well.
Yeah.
And they label it anise spice oil.
Anise spice
oil. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So if you're ordering it, you say you ordered some anise spice oil.
Yeah.
And then you...
Anise spice company on your credit card.
Is what makes up the licorice smell.
Ah.
It tastes just like black licorice. Or
really?
So like Sampuka?
Nasty.
So it's kind of like is it Sampuka that tastes like black licorice?
It's very similar to Sampuka and pastis.
Okay.
Ex-Sovington if you go to Mexico.
Okay, have you ever tried mixing it, like making a bar drink out of it?
No, I haven't. I've seen some postcards that have recipes for mixing it, but we just drink it with water.
Okay, so now here's another question. When you louch this... This is Marimayan, right? If you say you take something, and this process, you louch it, and then it's a little bit sweeter, you can actually palate the shit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Could you then say put it in a flask and take it with you, or is there a finite amount of time you have to drink it from the time you louch it?
Once you louch it, the longer it sits, it tends to separate, and you get like a white-looking film collected on top, and it also seems to me to be a little bit more bitter after it sat for a while. The best bet would be to have a flask with just pure absinthe.
And then another flask.
With water.
Oh, with water and some sugar cubes and an absinthe spoon or something like that.
And you don't have to drip through the sugar cube. That's the more romantic, slow way to do it.
Yeah. But, if you just want to get fucked up, you can just mix it.
When we go out to the club, we usually have a shot before we go in the car. We just buy a bottle of cold bottled water from a gas station, take a couple sugar packets and a couple paper cups.
And away you go.
And away we go.
Now, let's say for the novice absinthe drinker, okay, a lot of guys are used to drinking, like, say, whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
So they do, like, you know, 5 shots, and then in 15 minutes, you know, somebody sneaks up behind them with a 2x4 and smacks them in the head, right? And they're, like, fucking on the floor, right?
Yeah.
Now, with absinthe, is it a little dabble, do you? Are we talking, like, 1 shot and wait for the hit? And then...
The most I've ever done in a night, aside from that night we did half a bottle, is 3 shots a night, and that will get me pretty freaking trashed.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
So, now, the thing is, though, there's got to be something more to it than just booze, then. Because three shots of straight booze is not enough to put anybody... Well, I mean, if you were, like, really susceptible, three shots of booze would fuck you out pretty hard, but it wouldn't trash you for the night. I could see you gunned for, like, 3-4 hours.
Drex is going down with your shots.
I'm not, like, wind over the toilet or nothing.
No, but when you're saying trash for the night, I'm thinking... I'm thinking, like, a bottle of absinthe. If you go on a bender with a bottle of absinthe, you should probably be good for, like, 8 fucking days. Is what I'm getting from this.
Yeah. It's tough for me to judge because it's two people drinking out of one bottle here.
Okay.
Because both me and Lego are drinking it.
Okay. Now, another question
here. A perfect accompaniment to the What the Hell show.
Now,
it's absinthe.
Some people will talk about, you know, you never ever mix, everyone knows this, you never ever mix pot and booze. Just don't do it. It's a bad fucking
idea. I have a real hard time with that.
Yeah, it's a bad scene.
My friends don't.
You always yak. You always yak when you mix pot and booze.
Yeah, I do. Every single time.
Now, if you drink absinthe and you smoke pot, what happens?
I don't think I've ever mixed in the same night. Have I ever mixed absinthe and pot in the same night?
Oh, damn.
Oh, darn.
Have I ever mixed absinthe?
Oh, God. Did you drink all this absinthe? You better hope there's some sugar in your fucking bag.
Yes, I have, apparently.
He has, but he can't remember it.
I don't remember it.
Okay, that must have been pretty good. That's when you were running around and thought you were a chicken.
There you go, Sean.
Exactly.
Time to try.
Okay.
I don't remember that, no.
I've got a different take.
So who are we talking to again?
This is Tigre.
Tigre. Great interview.
Yeah, this is awesome, actually. Thank you very much. No shit, like, I really wanted to know this stuff.
Yeah, no problem.
And if you want to drop me an email.
Drexel.
Wake up.
This is God.
You gotta
Sean was right. Soldier is better than Conan.
Okay.
Subliminal. I got it.
Hey. Wake up. You got to hang up on this guy soon.
Yeah, you got to hang up on this guy.
Hang up on
him. All right, this is for you. Okay.
Too slow.
Sorry, Tigre.
You let the sleeping guy get the better end of you.
So, Sean, we're going to go halves on this and get three bottles. Then we're going to get
absolutely freaking nuts.
Yeah, and we're going to take mushroom two and have a seance.
Star Baby got a good fact page on absinthe. It's like huge.
Oh, actually, there's a good one called the absinthe. There's a French fée, is a green name for the green fairy. If you do a search for absinthe, it's like called La Fée Le Green or some shit like that.
Also, Soultrance has a rundown on absinthe in Vancouver.
Oh, does it?
The absinthe is there selling in Van right now. It's not real. It's uber diluted. That's the only way it could be made legal. And the liquor stores will only sell it in cases, and the cases are $1,300 Canadian. The bars will have it on tap soon. And he talked to Matt. Oh, Matt.
Matt.
Vampire Creek.
Oh, I see.
About
okay.
it. He would know.
Yeah, of course.
Real absinthe is stronger than what is actually sold, and you can hallucinate when you drink it. The real stuff is illegal still, but the diluted stuff is legal.
Ah.
So there you go. So probably import.
Yeah, but
if I
bring it in as this oil spice.
Oil spice.
You should be okay.
Yeah. In a brown paper bag and
you know
all that good stuff.
Well, I'm thinking that now that would be the shit, because everyone who doesn't know this, Decker Rodo, in his absolute nuttiness, got me a ticket to Burning Man. He just went, "You're going to Burning Man." I'm like, "I don't really, well, yeah, no, I bought you a ticket. You have
What's
to go."
What's Burning Man?
Burning Man is the Burning Man Festival in the States.
Yes.
And so he...
The one in the middle of the desert that has way too many artists and too
Yeah, they all get fucking, they all get wiggy down there and they just go out there and they get all nuts.
If you try and sell something, they kick your ass out of the desert. It's kind of twisted, really.
Yeah. So, but what we could do is we could go down there with like, you know, a couple $1,000 worth of absinthe and hand out free absinthe drinks to everyone in the Black Rock Desert.
They'd all love you.
And they'd all think I'm the shit. I'd probably have more hallucinogens. Well, I'll change you 5 hits of acid for some of that absinthe. Okay. And I got fucking...
Sean to be trying to sell all the drugs.
Hunter S. Thompson and Iggy Pop beside me going, you know, you better slow down. You know.
Well, you know.
Fuck. But, never mind. Decker and Roto never did that. I forgot he asked me not to tell people that. Oh, well, fuck you, Roto.
Too bad.
You know, and it's fucking...
Loose lips, sink ships.
It's crazy he did
and
that.
And Sean has loose lips.
Well, it's a fucking cool thing he did.
Yeah.
It's a really cool thing he did. I can't believe he did that. And however, the motherfuckers made it like, I have to go now.
Yes, you do.
So it's kind of a big...
You ran out of excuses.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking
you
crazy.
You said you were going before, and then you wavered.
Now I'm gonna, I have to go. I have to go. More than that, now I have to put out the cash to buy my fucking wife a ticket.
See what you
because,
did, Roto.
You know, God damn you, Roto. So that's why, I spilled my guts.
Well
They're
done,
making
Roto.
Me spend money. Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket. Shovel One update. Haha, look at that. I'm talking about cult stuff.
Ah!
Don't you love that? Don't you fucking love that? You like that?
Take it.
Dig it, bitch. Bit of a shovel one update.
What's the car you have? It's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. You've never actually seen it because you've never come out to see it. You've never come out to work on
it. You don't visit me either. So.
You don't bring me flowers anymore. This is so brutal, actually, because me and Sim live like fucking 45 minutes apart now. And it's really gay. Because in order to come out here to the show on Sundays, I'm like, I really don't want to come out here fucking 45 minutes.
Because he hates doing the show. Did you hear that?
No,
people?
I hate the drive.
He doesn't love you anymore.
No, he just hates
you. You don't bring him flowers. You don't bring him flowers.
Anyway, so, no, seriously. So the good news is, everyone who doesn't know, I got a 65 Parisienne that I'm converting to be Shovel 1, which is going to be the big kind of Sean K. cult cruising mobile.
You'll hear it coming down your block soon.
Yeah, it's gonna be huge.
What are you doing?
What is
he's
it?
Doing? A
it
test.
It was a high pitched background noise.
Mace.
In an actual emergency, we beat Drexel.
Why
we put an emergency?
Motherfucker.
Anyway,
we don't need an emergency.
We don't need no fucking emergency. Roto, send me the URL where you bought that.
I already have my escape
because I got to grab another one for my wife for the
windows
on the goddamn roof. Anyway, what was I going to say? Yes, Shovel 1. Now the problem was that Mr. Tamariman,
this car,
Mr. Tamariman. what's going to happen is that the engine was fucksword. The engine and tranny were both fucksword. Now I got a guy who's a mechanic called Crazy Ivan. And
Crazy Ivan. That goes together well.
Crazy Ivan?
Ivan. The name Ivan and Crazy?
Well, it's a submarine maneuver, actually.
Crazy Ivan.
Ivan.
I wonder if it goes well.
Crazy Ivan is like one of these grease monkeys that has lived his whole life, you know, working with cars. His dad built transmissions.
His knuckles are this big!
Yeah, and he's got that permanent kind of grease under the fingernails thing going on. Working
every single crack in his hand.
Yeah, you can map the pores
in there.
Brilliant kid. Kid knows a ton. He took a fucking two-stroke lawnmower engine and got in the Guinness Book of World Records with his the rest of his shop class because he got the most horsepower out of a two-stroke engine apparently. So he got like fucking like 450 horse or something with this two-stroke like fucking weed eater.
Wow.
You know, he's running on
how long did it last?
Meth and alcohol. Oh yeah, but it worked.
Pop.
You know, boom.
Fuck, but I got half the lawn before it exploded.
Yeah. You know, holy crap. So it was like very, very cool. So anyway. His whole family is a bunch of fucking car junkies.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Ooh, I can rebuild your tranny for $300." So I give him the tranny, and of course,
1,000 horsepower.
Yeah, out of the tranny.
We don't need that much horsepower.
Out of the tranny.
Why is line two ringing?
Because line one's busy. Because I turn it on, not during the show.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Who is this?
Lieutenant Major Zoman. I need to talk to like Deshaun really quick.
What?
Make it quick, my hands.
All right. John, do you know where Crazy Ivan came from?
No, where did it come from?
All right, it came from submarine when U.S. was fighting Russia.
And they used to spin around?
Russia used to turn around to make sure their
the American subs weren't following them.
Yeah, I saw Red October, too.
I didn't know that.
Red October? Yeah, okay, bye.
Go on, man.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Lieutenant Major Zombie. Okay.
Okay, anyway, there you go. No, but in all seriousness, that's very cool. So, anyway, I was fucked, though, because I got this 327 high-performance engine that's fucksword. Okay, it's completely bitched. And this kid took the transmission back and said, it's going to be $300 and I'll rebuild your tranny. Like, stock new. Awesome. So I'm like, right on. Kick ass. Then he phones me back and says, you know what? Your tranny is fully bitched. Right? Which it was. You cracked the case and fucking it poured out. So I'm like, okay. So he says, it's going to be an extra $200. It's going to be $500 to fix your tranny. So I'm like, no problem, man. That's still awesome. It's still stolen. You're getting a totally rebuilt tranny.
Okay.
No
thousand then.
You know, it was no sweat. So then we find out, long story short, is that I'm getting a smaller engine, a 283 from this guy, which has got less than 5,000 kilometers on it.
Sweet.
Yeah, very nice. It's going to have a 2-barrel on it instead of a 4-barrel, so that means the gas won't cost me $10 million to get down to Burning Man. And I've got a brand new 2-barrel carb for it, so it's coming together rather well.
Yes.
Rather
You've
well.
You've got these things.
I've got a suit. Yes. I own the train. The tranny's done. I've seen the tranny. It's finished.
Excellent.
Lady Scarlet and the professor were helping me yesterday working on the car. We got all the interior out of it. I've got to get the interior re-put in. My mom's going to redo it. I need a website built for propshop.tv. So if anyone wants to totally unrelated build me a website for something that's totally uncult related and allow themselves to be exploited by the cult leader, give me a call, because I'm in a really bad way. Anyway, What it is that, so essentially Shovel 1 is going to be really mobile, really fucking quick, and we're redoing the interior in leopard print.
Why don't you retouch base, Sean, and remind
Did you say it was being redone in leopard print?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So not like little bits of noses and fingers?
Teeth, claws.
No, that's leopard print.
Leopard. Is that not what you
leopard.
Said?
Leopard
print?
I said leopard. I said leopard.
I didn't hear the D.
They don't need their skin.
They don't need that shit.
Do you mind?
You mind donating some of your skin?
Why don't, why don't you remind the IRC what exactly Shovel 1 is?
Shovel 1, of course, for those who just tuned in, is a 1965 Pontiac Parisienne convertible. Which is awesome.
I'm actually calling it the ship.
And it's from now on will be referred to as the ship.
Mothership.
It's the ship. And you will be able to recognize it driving through the desert because it'll be the car with the pirate flag streaming out the back. And the leopard print interior, and of course
leopard.
Matte black.
He's having,
it's going to be matte black.
Yeah.
And we're putting the biggest, fattest radiator you've ever seen in your life in there. And it's going to kick all kinds of ass. So... The thing is, it actually, in essence, is, here's the score. In order to get the interior done,
right.
I'm getting, because my mother, she makes props for fucking movies and shit, like for stuffed animals and stuff. So if anyone was going to make the interior for this thing, it's got to be done. Now, I got her a computer, okay? I've donated my mom.
She owes me.
So she owes me, right? Because I don't really, like, my mom and I get along, but it's a weird story. Anyway, get this website up and running, that means that I can get the interior in the car. So it's kind of like a barter thing happening. So if anyone wants to help me get
just like at Burning Man.
Anyone wants
see how it ties in.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to help me get the fucking interior in my car, you give me a hand with the website because I suck. But anyway.
Fishing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm the co-leader.
Hey, if I had that much power.
Oh, look at the power. The power oozing out of my body. I'm so
dripping
powerful.
From your fingers.
Oh, it is. I'm so powerful.
Make it
the power seeps from me. I love this shit.
Somebody said 1-800 Say Rant is a porn site. I'm very sure I phoned it before.
Really?
Well, here we go.
1-877 Say Rant is also a phone sex number.
Your call cannot be.
But we can't phone it from Canada. You can say. When you order it, you could say only U.S. people can phone
10% car, 30% engine, 60% radiator. That still leaves 10%, though. And the other...
No, that adds up, actually.
Oh, 10% car, 30% engine, 60% radiator.
So we have a...
The radiator is like a 30-core radiator.
Public service announcement that I have to play.
Yes, 1-877-SAY-RANT is a free phone sex number.
Free phone sex. We'll breathe heavy into the phone for you. We'll blow heavy.
We'll blow. We'll just blow.
So,
Drexel, get on your knees.
We have a public service.
I'm on my knees. I'm not wearing knee pads either. It hurts, but I'm down here anyways. I'm here for you. What do you want me to do? I'm licking your balls.
Oh, yeah, they're big.
Yeah, you got
they're
hairy
big,
balls.
You see, they're hairy.
Yeah, they're
big, real big. Yeah.
They're big, hairy balls.
You've been working out. They're soft.
Hey, I got my knife, by the way.
Yes.
And you'll see it sticking out of Drexel's
back.
So
all the people can stop sending threatening letters to them?
What knife? Where is it? Let me see it.
I don't have it here.
It's here. Of course it's not here.
No, a double is being made.
That's great.
Stunt double.
But it's very mighty, and if anyone's going to order a knife, I highly recommend you get the Camillus.
Good. It's really good.
Carry on. Yes, Camillus.
Okay, I'll...
What's the public service announcement?
All radio stations, television stations.
Oh, what time is it? It's 7:36. Just for people who
only
want to
an hour and a half more of torture.
Oh, God. Then eventually I'll have my Sunday back. Nothing like giving away 50% of my free time.
Damn straight.
Okay.
Hey, I do the same. 6 days a week of work, and then more work on Sunday.
Unpaid.
Unpaid work.
I can't wait until we start our film production company. That'll be great. Then I'll have no free time and call people pissing me off. That'll be
less
awesome.
Less than free time.
Yeah, so I'll have negative time. I'll have time to die. Yeah, I'll need the time.
You'll need the time shifting videotapes.
Time phasing videotapes.
Like, I'll show these to the people on
you
the
don't
webcam.
You don't have a lot of faith in that, do you? You're not like
time shifting capabilities?
Yeah, yeah.
Why
I mean,
not?
You're
read
not
it,
like,
just like you read that.
You're not planning your budget of time in assuming you're going to have time shifting.
5 hours over already because of these time shifting.
Somebody start finding literature on how certain vegetables are really bad for you. Okay, and then
if you have to make it up.
My goal here is to kill Sumerian by giving him all this information where he can't eat anything and he just starves to death. Death by moral conviction.
It's Sean's fault that I'm a vegan, so...
It's my fault, yeah, absolutely. Hey, check these fucked up books out.
I'll never eat meat again, and you know, you're bad, you're just as bad.
Whatever. It's not that I I'm a bad person.
Hey, you guys, have you guys had a T-bone? Why do I sound so much quieter now? Anyways.
You're not quieter.
I've never had a T-bone steak until just recently.
They're good.
Why? Oh, my
not?
God.
Why not?
You know what I thought? I always thought, yeah, you know, steak. I tried a steak, didn't taste all that good, blah, 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 blah. And then
is it different?
Oh, my God. Is it different?
It's
I'm sitting there.
To the bone.
And
I've eaten both.
Corey and I are both sitting there, and we're cutting it up and eating it. And you have you had a... Oh,
T-bone
my
steak?
God. Is it ever...
It's just more of a pain in the ass to cut around the bone.
No, no.
No. If you do it right, it comes just... Oh, it's amazing.
It's lovely. It's amazing. I suggest you all go out and buy a T-bone steak. Spend
T-bone.
The $10. It's worth it.
A
I mean,
steak? I can't
you don't even
time.
Need to marinate.
Can I tell
it?
You to stop killing the animals?
You don't even, you don't even need to marinate. Here.
Fuck that. Fuck that. Kill the animals. Rape sluts. Kill nuns. Bomb kids. Kill
it's
yourself.
It's not the killing the animals.
Kill other people.
It's their city lives before we kill
rise
them.
Rise up and shoot that bully motherfucker in the face.
Make lists and photocopy them.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Put them everywhere.
Johnny
them everywhere.
Lever, please come to the front of the class. Make a list of everyone
don't
on the school, including
to.
Yourself, and
absolutely.
Post it everywhere.
Say how you're going to go crazy.
These people are fucking going to die.
And these people, I'm going to send, come to their houses
put
and kill their pets.
Put random dates beside their name.
You
and
fucking bet.
And put someone else's name at the top of the list.
You
yes.
bet. Mail it around. Mass mail. Spam people your
put
death
list. Put teachers' names at the top of
wait,
the
wait,
list.
Wait. Just a sec, guys. What are you talking about?
Make
chaos.
A uniform. Chaos.
So much chaos.
I'm sorry, I've had it. I fucking had it. I've
who
had
cares?
This shit.
That's
teachers, the faculty, the police, can't. There's so much
tell the
garbage
cops.
And... stuff that they can't find the real criminals.
We're all crazy.
Make random lists. Input every single person's name into your computer. Get it to print off a list with every single other person's at the top of the name, top of the list saying, I'm going to kill these people.
Just
T, Dwight, Buddy, is going to kill all these people on the list.
Everything is changing. Everything's evolving. Everything is falling apart. This is your life.
It's ending 1 minute at a time.
Oh, wait. I need to make a station announcement.
Good to the last fucking drop.
Are you listening to the What the Hell Show on Rant Radio?
Yes.
And if you have anything to say about what we're talking about, feel free to call
in. 1-877
say rant.
Hey, are we? Going, when are we going to debut
if
our
new sponsor?
If I happen
to notice the little lights
it's
flashing,
it's coming.
I may let you speak.
A new sponsor.
Really? Yes.
I've got a. Okay, we'll play that.
Oh, my God!
I was going to play.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this? Hi, you're on Rant Radio?
Anybody
who is
there?
This? All right, you suck.
We're going to play a...
Butterfly tampons.
A commercial for our new sponsor,
Butterfly tampons.
Tampons.
Here on Rant Radio.
Yep, here.
Here on Rant Radio.
The What the Hell Show.
Go to our webpage. www.rantradio.com.
And
you can actually download this off our FTP site.
Yes, the first commercial on Rant Radio.
No, it's not.
And we get paid lots of money for it.
Shut up.
Here it is.
Fuck, I hate you people.
Mom, do you ever get that not-so-fresh feeling?
I used to. Back in the day with the inferior tampons I used to use, they'd be all nice and awkward, and they wouldn't keep me fresh as I like, but then I switched to Butterfly brand tampons. When I'm out in the field and I have to perform, it's good to know that Butterfly tampons are there for me. They allow you to exercise total freedom no matter where you are and what you're doing, because just like Butterfly tampons, I get stuck in bad places. If they can work for me in all the demanding, rigorous conditions that I work in, of course they can work for you.
Thanks, Mom.
Butterfly tampons. They stop the bleeding.
Ah, yes. Butterfly tampons.
It's a tambourine man, you idiot. That's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Oh, no wonder he doesn't scream.
Oh, man.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is Prophet Nixter.
Hey, Nixter.
Hey,
how's
Nixter.
It going, man?
Pretty good.
How's those shirts coming? You're just going to be ordering them shirts pretty quick.
Yeah, I'm going to be ordering them soon. I sent out the order forms to everybody.
It's actually coming through.
What's that?
It's actually going to actually happen.
Yes, once the people start sending in the checks.
Oh, I see.
Did them get my email?
Yes, I did. I get tons of email all the time, so I will get to
that.
Oh,
you don't have to respond. It was just a mass email that I made to everybody. Well, certain people anyway.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, the people can still feel free to order the pre-order ones and stuff. But the first one, like I said last week, that's going to be made. It's going to be the I'm a Corporate Whore on the front.
That's the one I ordered. I am a corporate whore.
I was thinking of, I still haven't decided what, but I want to do a sort of little thing on the back that either said www.rantradio.com and thecult.org. Like,
fuck Rant Radio, just do the cult.
Shut up.
No, I wanted to combine them because, like,
www.rantradio.thecult.org. No one goes anywhere. That's awesome. Put, like, a URL that glows. They have to click on it. You'll be running around with big arrows and try to stick you with it. It'd be awesome. Fucking, let's pull fuck Nixter at 2,000 yards. I got to get to that Earl. Reality shifting. So,
I'm still working on the sign for that, but I wasn't sure what website or just both of them.
Rant Radio.
But it's going to be just a small little thing in the back and in the top. And
whatever,
I'll probably put that on. Like,
whatever you
every
think,
shirt.
Man. Whatever you think. Let the listener decide.
Let the listeners decide.
You bet. Have them say, would you like to say this?
Have the people that are ordering the T-shirt decide.
Sim's not going to beat Sean. Sim couldn't beat Sean if he was fucking tied down.
Okay, everyone who's ordered or who got my email and who's within the sound of my voice,
everyone
mail me
within
about
the sound
what
of my
you
voice.
Would rather it say on the back. But it's going to be small and it's going to be URL or it's going to be nothing. It can be any whatever you want. I mean, I can be picky and choosy with these people. They're
it's not calling.
Hell, I can, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Because it's a small order, so I just have to order 12 shirts. That's
okay.
All they really care about.
Sounds cool.
But,
sounds cool.
Yeah. That
okay,
and
wrapping it
John,
up.
I could discuss with you on that website thing.
Oh, whatever. Oh, yeah, sure, man. That'd be really cool.
What was it again called?
Well, right now there's a thing up there for I actually got this URL from my mom. Can you believe this shit? I got her www. And you can look at my handiwork. All of you want to see how shitty I am? Put it in the URL.
Big purple font.
Go there now. Put it in the IRC. It's fucking horrible. www. That's why they're like, oh God, somebody help Sean, man. He's, dude, he's not a coder. He's all fucking bad. You ready for this?
Pathetic.
www.prop-shop.tv. Now it's pretty cool that I got.
That's a good.
Yeah, it's a fucking killer URL.
Good URL.
Okay, but check out the site. It is. Ugly.
Prop
shop.
The one without the dash was taken, or what?
Prop shop.
Oh,
he's like,
here it comes.
Here it comes.
What,
coming up.
Does it have pictures of what the type of stuff is on there?
No. It's got fuck all yet. Dun, 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 dun.
Somebody puked on this webpage.
Shut up. That's fucking Templar Knight's background, man. I went to the profit page. I need a background. I guess.
Well,
I
there you go.
Spelt right.
So,
it comes in handy, doesn't it?
It does, though. It does. So I went to the.
Well, that's wrong, but and that is
oh,
a capital.
Oh, I know it's all fucked.
It's
whatever.
It's awesome.
I had to do it quick. What do you want? The email works. Give me a break.
Hey, that's pretty good.
There's another thing about the KMX. Cool. I got 82 songs submitted. I still haven't got them posted, but
82 songs. Songs.
What?
So 82 songs. Did
yeah.
You say. Songs
original songs or
original songs from Reverend J.
About what?
They're just like there's one with you in it, Sean. He like took some of your rants and stuff. They're like techno type trance, but they have words and stuff.
Wow, it, that's
what?
Very cool.
It's pretty sweet. They're up there. I'd have to. I'll do some coding tonight to get it up there. But
Sean's
I might
got
just
mad
make
skills.
A separate section for him because there's 82 different ones. It's like, you know, they really fuck up the page. The original songs.
They're all totally shitting on me. Yeah, that's it. Kill our messiah. He's a John can't code worth
hey,
fun.
John, you should see my first HTML page, okay?
Actually, you want to know, that wasn't my first one. That was called Better Put Something Up So My Mom Shuts the Fuck Up and Leaves Me Alone site. I've actually done moderation, and I've actually made another HTML site. That isn't my first one. It's my third one, which is just like a complete. I mean, you look at the script. It's tiny. You know, I'm like, whatever. Yeah, okay, there it is. Get the fuck up, right? So I had something up there to make sure that everything was working.
Okay, say goodbye, Nixter.
Okay, what the hell?
Right on.
Okay. People have relevant things to say. I don't think your email.
Oh, don't be irrelevant here on what the hell. Got to stay
because we're completely
No,
no, wait.
We're sticking.
No, the problem is not that you called him with something different to say. It's that at the end of the show is when we normally ask for that stuff. We're not bitching. Just trying to clarify.
We think that's cool. I don't think
it's
your email actually works, Sean.
With
Sean.
What's that?
Is your domain name prop-shop or prop-shop?
prop-shop.
Okay, the email is prop-shop.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so you may want to change that.
So the email doesn't work.
So the email doesn't work.
Is that where it goes?
Yes. Info wow. at prop shop. So somebody else is getting pretty cool email. Or I don't know.
Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah, you may.
I may have to
change,
change that
later.
I may want to change that like right fucking now, actually.
Yeah, probably.
That's all bad. How can I do that? Yeah, I know.
Divine intervention.
I'm going into the other room for a minute. I got to do that right now. Don't mind me.
Is it really, really, really?
It's my mom, man.
It's costing his mom
money. Don't fuck
don't,
around.
Don't
this
bag
is,
on the moms.
This is my mom's shit bag.
Okay, just wait a second. I'm going to play a public service announcement
that
I want you to hear.
Okay.
All the radio stations, TV stations have to play this today. So here it is.
Hello. With the mounting evidence linking cigarettes to cancer, addiction, emphysema, heart disease, and premature death, I want you, the American public, to hear directly from me what the tobacco industry is doing to take responsibility for this very serious problem. Effective immediately, we are issuing a cigarette recall. Every single cigarette in America is being pulled off the shelf and will remain off until we can, with a clear conscience, offer the American public a cigarette that poses absolutely no health risk. Because if there are two things the tobacco industry cares about, it's your health and your trust. Thank you.
So I'm glad they're looking out for people now.
Yes,
that
it's
they're
good
pulling
to see
that,
that they're so thoughtful and so health conscientious.
That was put out April Fool's. Because that's such a joke. They would never take those things off the market.
What, are you kidding?
That was put out by these...
The truth.com.
A bunch of self-righteous idiots. I hate them. They're so high on themselves. Just go to their website, play some of their videos. They think they are God, like Almighty himself, because they've got a megaphone and they've got a bunch of money to not have real jobs.
Wow. That's pretty brutal.
Like, I like what they're doing, but they're going way over the top. They're just insane, these people.
Zealots much? Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. They're really
It's
bad.
A sort of, we figured out how the world works, and you're all stupid because
yes.
you didn't.
Yes, that's right. We've got to educate you. They're like the Bible thumpers. Their eyes are glazed over. They're
oh, yeah.
Crazy people. This next next story, actually, do you want to do your...
I could do Tales from the Street.
Yeah? You got it all queued up in your head?
Oh, yeah. It's hard to forget.
you lay awake at night
screaming,
sweating. Try and block the thoughts, but it's just not one of those things.
Stick your head in the bucket once again.
That's not why screaming and sweating you, by the way.
Only when I'm not alone. Shut up.
Completely.
I thought
we'd
agreed about the tapes.
So here's Tales from the Street.
Squeegee, it's Running Minix Tales from the Street.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, we have returned. And after, I believe, a one-week absence, it seems as though I'm off with part four of Tales from Seismonautica.
It just doesn't end.
No, it doesn't.
Still going on right now. You're just not there to record.
It was
events.
Going on long before I was there. It is long
it's an
since
enigma.
Continued. Oh, yes. It's quite amazing. Now, Tales from Seismonautica, to those who aren't aware of it, is this wonderful special magic gene that seems to be located in certain amounts of people from just south of Red Deer straight to the American border, from the British Columbia border, to the Saskatchewan border. Now, not everyone has it, but a lot of people who decide to work as seismics or oil riggers from that particular area seem to have this special gift to find truly unique ways to hurt themselves or to do something dumb. And examples we've had so far, people playing with dynamite and trying to thaw it with electrical heaters. We've had
People going through the ice. And how much do these people get paid? They get paid a lot, don't they?
Oh, they get paid ridiculous amounts of money because they couldn't actually afford to go to school. And the way they drink up there, it's the only way they can afford a habit.
Keeps the economy going, too, up there.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, the rent's $1,000 a month for a little hole in the wall, but you can buy property for $30,000 for, like, 2 acres. It's pretty nuts. But I digress. Today's story involves an unlucky individual, reasonably new up there, so it's not completely his fault. He was being trained to how to operate a caterpillar. So, you know, a big D5, so they can go in there and blaze the trails. The day is all but over. Most of the crews are in. I think it was a Tuesday or Wednesday night. It was middle of the week night. There's a hockey game on. We're sitting back. We're grabbing our food and the likes. And we're all going into the rec room. We all pile into the rec room because we want to throw on the, I believe it's the Oilers-Dallas game, ironically enough. This is when we hear the D5 starting to pull in. We hear rumble, 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 rumble. He comes awfully close to the shacks and pulls back away again, and you hear it rumbling again. And this is when you hear this horrific crunch squeak, and we take a look, and there's nothing but snow now on the television. We look outside the window, and it seems as though the rookie caterpillar driver has bumped and all but destroyed the satellite dish. Now, we're located 40 minutes by helicopter north of Fort Nelson. It would take over 8 hours ground travel time to replace that satellite dish in the middle of nowhere. Now, this is late January. Here we are, stuck out in the middle of nowhere, now with no real entertainment. This is a dry camp, so no booze. Well, people, how do we put this, react rather poorly to this. And some of them are already wiggy as is. They've been in country for now about 2-3 months. They haven't really seen too much of a woman other than the knothole in the tree. And it's getting really ugly. Well, a couple of guys take it very, very poorly that this new guy, he's only been up in camp for approximately 3-4 days, came in, backed up with the caterpillar, and clipped said satellite dish. So a couple of guys decide to get up on their high horse, and I simply try to go find the crew chief to report what's going on. And this is when I start hearing loud screams, and next thing you know, there's kind of a schwacking and rolling around kind of sound. So I look outside, and lo and behold, there's these two guys absolutely beating the piss out of this guy. Just beating, just absolutely beating him into a meaty pulp. By the time I got enough guys together to draw the two guys off of him, and by the time I finally got to him, I had to helicopter him out. They wired his jaw shut. They beat his nose, like flattened his nose, cracked the orbit of his eye, bruised all his ribs. Didn't break them. I don't know how.
The guy was this again?
Well,
because
he took the satellite dish out.
That's their world.
Yes, exactly. It was your world, and you have people like that up there. I mean, this is what goes on up there. It's not pretty. This is why people get paid ridiculous amounts of money, so it'll help deal with the psychological damage later on. But still, the fact I had, because a guy who's been on the job for 4 fucking days and is being trained makes a mistake, he's sent to the hospital and put in the hospital for over a week.
Hey, he got a helicopter ride, okay? A lot of guys do anything for a chopper ride.
Yeah, I'll strap your ass into a spine board and let you fly 40 minutes.
Yeah, that sucks a lot.
Yeah.
This is
the joy.
The mentality up there, huh?
Oh, absolutely. This is...
I accidentally left my answering machine on again during the show. So
you
I
have 37 messages.
About 20, so we're going to play them now.
Okay, right.
Otherwise, it will be lost forever in the archives. I'm sure 19 out of 20 are Lieutenant Major Zombie. Here they are.
Huh? Okay, this is Lieutenant Major Zombie. Stamp your money. For tools? A piece of food, my bee? 把书上马蜂跟他对齐马步，把梯上马蜂，把他厕所从那上捧出，把他低头手术电话，他黑哦，你就说，看看看，看看，大姐，let's coming. Lieutenant Major Zombie, at your service. Have a nice day.
know what? It's kind of funny to talk on this thing because you people are recording me. And I can say anything because you cannot hang up on me. Ha, ha, ha. You can hit that little red little button or something like that. I don't know. I'm bored. I'm sitting here listening to What the Hell show and talking to you. And my phone is really having staticky. I don't know what to do. Chill. No. There's no signs of life form down here. Beat me up, Scotty. No. Don't hurt me. No. Whooping my schnitzer. Wiener slide me in like a donkey. I'm bored. Cool. Talk about the Chinese crisis, you know. How the Chinese hit our airplane or we hit them. You know. Like, what the hell? Cool. Sean, you need to fix that or Sumerian. This thing is weird. Maltese on floor. What the heck did you just say? Actually, what the heck did that guy say? I'm just shitting here. Being recorded. Guess I can. Because this is Lieutenant Major Zombie. Just sitting here, taking up phone lines. Because I can. And no, it's not stopping me. I'm so dumb. I'm so stupid. For just doing this. Because I can. Because no one's stopping me. Because no one cares. There's a little person sitting there. Little horns growing out. Aren't we the Hacksaws? Are we now? We are the daggers of the internet. We are the gatekeepers of your home. Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. I am your little master, I'm your little decker in a hat. I will pop out and scare everyone. I am looking into your computer, showing your directories at my bandwidth. My little fingers are deleting your computer. Is my song so dumb or stupid, cause I'm a dumb person with a dumb keyboard. Oh, dun 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 dun. I am bored. Dude. Chevy. Sweet. I am out. Lieutenant Major Zombie. Beavis? Is that you, Beavis? Kick-ass Beavis, you know, like, whoa. Beavis? Are you there, Beavis? Like, talk to me, Beavis. Beavis? Dumbass. Whoa. Shibby.
And it's more zombie.
And it's more zombie.
Whoa. It's all the zombie that you can handle. It's zombie's greatest hits.
Zombie singing the oldies and fucking them hard.
Wow.
We're having some technical difficulties.
Are we off the air?
What's the problem?
Zombie has invaded our headphones, and we're only in one ear right now.
We're only
We're sort of in both ears.
It really hurts.
Okay.
That should be an album.
I think it might be that.
A great action.
Can you move it around and maybe unplug it? Or... Oh, there it is.
Is it back?
What was that? Did you fix it?
Okay.
Or did they fix it? It's fixed, regardless.
Okay. Anyway, we're back.
It was the combination, actually.
Anyway.
Wonder Twin Powers activate, it fucking works.
I become eagle, you become water. Why do they always change into that?
Isn't that... Okay, I'm voting that that long stretch are always done. Dun,
somebody
da,
make a techno remix
dun,
and send it
dun,
for
dun,
next week.
Dun,
da, da,
no, that's going
dun,
in rotation.
Dun, da, da.
If this was my station, that'd be in rotation now.
Out to bore your audience.
Like, fucking, that's
they wouldn't
not,
get the joke. It'd be like some...
No, they'd be like, no, anybody would laugh listening to that. Anybody would laugh listening to that. What the fuck?
I think it should become the new national... Sorry, the new station anthem. I think we need
typing on my keyboard.
Who is it? Is it Skitty that did the virus manifesto?
Yeah, in her sexy voice.
We need zombie song in your sexy voice.
No, we need zombie reading the virus manifesto.
We really need
zombie reading the
zombie
virus
do
manifesto.
That.
The virus manifesto. Wow, that's loud.
You are loud.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
How did
that happen?
Quit being loud.
Okay.
How did I get here?
Okay.
Okay, Joel.
Here's a good practical joke to play on your loved ones and friends.
Sure, cool.
Internet sex offer puts Malaysian husband in jail. What he did is separated from his wife and then put her name and phone number up on a website.
For what?
That promised, let's see. When she demanded to know where they got her number, one man directed her to a Singapore site where her details were listed under the heading, Having Fun Sex. So they could just phone up for free phone sex.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so wait, what happened? What? I'm lost.
Malaysian police have arrested a businessman who posted a sex-for-hire internet ad that led his estranged wife receiving phone calls from far away as Brazil. This is a case in one of a growing number where women's personal details are posted on internet sex pages, with revenge apparently the motive. Let it stop you there.
That's pretty boring, actually. I mean, that's pretty boring. I mean, oh, yeah, ooh, I put my ex-wife's name and number up. Big fucking deal.
Oh, it's pretty big pain in the ass.
Well,
you have to change your phone number and they know your name.
That's like a really low key attack method. I mean, that's like
very true. It's annoying.
It's annoying.
You have to change your phone number.
I mean, yeah, it's not like you say. Oh,
you're so quiet now.
Actually, you know what? I think that
it's not like
they're connected to the same one.
It's not like he put up a web page with all these photos of his wife and made it look like his wife put it up and saying that she has stalker rape fantasies.
Yeah, but you know what?
Wow. You could go that
Sean,
far.
If you were a woman and all of a sudden you started getting calls from people that wanted phone sex
and
from
you don't know where they're from, they could be outside.
I'd be all into that because if I was a woman, I'd be a heinous slut.
Yeah, okay, but most women would not be into that. Most women would be really disturbed.
That's
and probably
kinda
scared
judgmental.
By that.
Is that a little judgmental?
No.
What if you're painting
no,
with
I know.
The same
okay,
brush?
You know what? I know a lot of women, Sean.
I know a lot of women too.
And almost all of them would be really disturbed if all of a sudden they started getting phone sex calls from people they didn't know. All of a sudden they started getting harassing phone sex calls from people they don't know. You wouldn't be disturbed by that? I mean, you got to remember, women are a lot more vulnerable than Big Fat Sean.
Some chicks like to get fucked with a flashlight.
Yes, some. I'm talking about normal women, not...
IT quote.
Yeah.
I was quite distressed getting harassing phone calls at 4 in the morning from those people in New Jersey.
Yeah, but they weren't like chicks going, hey...
No, they said, where's my fucking prize?
I want to feed you.
Oh, where's my prize? You didn't send me my prize.
You
know,
who is that?
I used to give away prizes on the show.
Oh,
before I got poor and couldn't afford to send these.
Before you realize
packages.
That nobody appreciates it.
Nobody appreciates
it. Except for people in New
care.
Jersey and they don't appreciate it.
They barely phone in and, yeah.
Some chicks like to get fucked with a flashlight. That's all I'm saying here.
Yeah.
Some do.
They do. There's
some
a
do.
Lot of fucked up women out there, man.
I'm sure there are. But a lot of fucked up women, lot can mean a really small percentage and still be a lot.
No, I think a great number of women out there actually fantasize about being fucked with a flashlight, but they never.
Yeah, but you know what? Fantasizing about something and having people call you up out of the blue and harass you with.
Hey, why are you being so limiting to all our female listeners?
I'm not being limiting. I'm merely understanding.
Understanding what?
The facts, the way it is, the way it is to be a woman, man. You know how hard it is.
And why is that?
Is a woman?
And how does that work? And why is that?
It's hard
being a 5-year-old. Why is that?
No.
Why?
No. Why? Why?
Drexel.
Why?
Drexel is a man trapped in a woman's body.
That's right. That's the way it is.
Remember that a couple weeks ago about the Jedi thing? Everybody in New Zealand had to sign up as Jedi?
Yeah.
But very interesting twist they have on it.
There's actually a religion now.
If enough people sign up and they prove it's a religion...
Yeah, which it is. There is an actual faith for it.
Can you shut that window?
Why? What the fuck? You got a cannon tied to your ass?
Shouldn't have moved here.
It's not my fault. You're the fucking guy who moved away from Miami.
Mm-mm. It's not the cabbage smell.
The phone lines are always open relevant to the
But if there's not enough people that are Jedi, they can find them. But if there is enough, they can't find them because it's a legitimate religion.
So what if they think they are part of their religion, though?
Just not enough people that
make
it a religion.
Not a real, so
you're a minority. You don't count.
But it's worse than you don't count. It's we'll fine you.
Yes.
Wait. What's this fine for what?
If they say, $1,000
fine.
For what?
He falls asleep.
What do you
mean? $1,000 fine for claiming you're a Jedi on your New Zealand census
form. Does this go directly to George or what? Like, holy fuck.
I don't know.
That is a blatant attempt.
That's pretty fucking brutal.
To fucking just stop people from creating a prank. That's all it is. That's a big piece of fun.
They need 10,000 of them.
How many they got?
Otherwise, they all get fined. 9,999 will get fined unless they get one.
So otherwise, otherwise the government will get a fucking $100,000 in fines.
Oh.
Is that how that works?
Millions.
10,000 people get 1,000.
10,000.
Oh, yeah.
Times 1,000.
That'll be like millions and millions of dollars in fines.
Oh, yeah. They have to have 10,000 of them, though.
$1,000 fine.
Yes.
That's fucked.
It is.
Whatever, yeah.
It's falsely...
How about I just not fill out any more census
falsely
forms?
Falsely providing information to
How about
census
I just
form?
Not fill out census
well,
forms
that's illegal,
anymore.
Too.
What do you mean it's illegal? You have to fill out the form. No.
I believe you do.
No. No fucking way. Or what, they shoot you? They fine you again!
And again, and again.
Suck my ass.
Okay. I don't know about that.
They take you to jail for avoiding the fines.
I don't know about that.
You can't go to jail.
Samarian, I don't think you have to fill out the census forms.
I don't know if you have to, but falsely,
kind of a weak census if you...
Well, they want you to do it
I'll be scared shitless. I can't fill this thing out, honestly. Fuck, I'll get fined and thrown in jail. I'll find my organs.
I couldn't fill it out. I was scared.
So, are you out of news stories yet or what?
No.
Okay, what's the next news story?
I work hard all week to find these news stories.
Is that what you
call it? No, you don't. You scoop through the cult site and you take all the fucking stories off
there.
These
happen to end up on the cult site, but I do not go to the cult site for these stories.
You're a big liar.
I do. I don't go there.
Prove it.
For the cult start.
Prove it.
The stories.
You can't prove it.
Start posting.
Oh, there's riots.
There is riots.
Riots in the streets. San Diego Council bans the word minority.
What?
What?
How do you ban... Okay, this is just getting more fucked by the day. Tomorrow...
I get the worst
Tomorrow,
stories,
the
okay.
letter A is destroyed.
We didn't like
it. It's omitted from the English alphabet.
Three people were offended by the letter A.
So it's
We had to cater to those three people.
The word Aryan is gone now, so is above, so is, you know... Whatever.
They say people...
And in a related story, the word the has been patented.
Yeah, that's fucked.
They say there's enough race mixing that it's almost pointless to put down the word minority. There's no minorities anymore. And also...
Really?
You mean you can actually say you're American now, as opposed to...
You're black, you're white,
you're black, you're white, or whatever. You're just...
Wow. So in other words, they actually fell back to the 20s. Actually, fell back in a favorable way. You're either American or you're not.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Fucked.
Fuck.
Okay, well, that's probably a good thing, then.
In support of the ban, Council George Stevens said people sometimes expect less from those who are labeled minorities. Said no longer applies because the latest census figures show some areas that don't have one predominant racial group. It's just a bunch of people.
It's the melt.
Yay!
Yay, we're all one world, one happy joint hands.
I'm sure the Klan hates that.
Oh, yeah.
They like the whole idea of minorities.
They want to be able to section them out and...
Yeah, we can make the world a better place. They make a new law. You can only have sex with someone of another race, except for those in the Klan, and we just kill them all.
Henry Rollins did an awesome thing on the Klan, on the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What was the gist of it?
He wants to destroy them, first of all,
right? Of course.
By invading their parades, because they want to be able to march parades KKK down the middle of the street.
Right.
So what he said, he's going to have a invasion force, a Ku Klux Klan invasion force, a task force.
Right.
And they're going to be made up of black and Chinese gays. And what they're going to do is get on big wheels and pogo sticks and dress up flamboyantly with flamboyant hoods and very green and pastels and large-collared KKK outfits, and wait till they start parading down the street, and then invade the parade and start kissing all the KKK people, and then the newsman goes on and say, well, we're at the KKK rally, and it's just a typical KKK, they're kissing, and yeah, I guess this is the way the KKK are going now, back to you. And they keep on doing this every time. And then it's embarrassing to be in the KKK, and they get smaller and smaller, and then apparently eventually hold parades in their backyard.
The only I think that's a great idea, but typically, you know,
a lot of gay, black, and Asian people will be beaten. And
yeah, which I prefer. My solution to it is I think they should be able to parade, and then I'll have the cult KKK task force, in which case they will begin to parade, and we will drive our cars through them, spreading bodies liberally in the air, throwing them 30 to 40 feet up, and making them spread out.
That's fun, too.
After a while, there'll be no more KKK
I'm
members,
thinking,
and
I'm
they
thinking
all
mortars.
Die.
I'm thinking, you know, predetermined target zones and and mortars.
I'm thinking set parade route, thinking
right
around that corner,
and,
right by a book depository in Dallas.
Yeah, it's like, wow, look at all these dead fucking Klan members.
White's hard to miss, isn't it?
It is, though. It is when there's
especially when this big...
Wait, do they honestly think they'll be able to parade down the street without all the citizens beating the living dog shit out of them?
They
yes.
boo.
You can parade. The Klan can parade. You must parade in South Central Los Angeles. You have to parade. Here's your parade route. You have to go through.
Tough.
You have to start
Watts County.
You have to go from Watts County all the way to Compton.
Compton, Orange County.
There you
all
go.
Those good ones.
Yep. And that's your parade route. Go.
And we're not protecting you this time.
Yeah. Yeah. There'll be no,
you're on your own.
You're on your own. We respect your rights. You are free of police presence. Go ahead.
Go hard.
Go hard. The KKK are so big for a race war. We want a race war.
Alrighty.
Because all the white people are sure not going to help you. Okay? It'll
yeah.
just be, but all the black people sure are going to want to kick your ass. So
you're geared
gonna,
up.
Like, does the name fucking Custer mean anything to you? Like, Jesus Christ, man.
For those late nights, this is exactly what you need. Caffeinated meatloaf.
Oh, sweet. There you go.
Buy it?
So finals are coming up where that big deliverable has been pushed up by 2 weeks. Sure, there's plenty of caffeinated beverages out there. But what do you reach for when you're not thirsty? Our new caffeinated meatloaf. This is real. With 327 milligrams of caffeine each serving,
good God.
You're sure to get that needed burst of energy while enjoying our delicious entree of meatloaf. Made with beef, pork, veal, and plenty of caffeine, spices, and herbs, you won't know the difference between ours and Mom's, except that Mom's doesn't make you do cartwheels on the kitchen table. The 3-pound meatloaf serves 6 to 8 tired people in needing a meaty energy boost.
That's fucking mighty.
It is $16.99, includes packaging of dry ice.
That's
delivered,
awesome.
Delivered to you from people at Think Geek. They have like...
What will they think of next?
Everything.
They have caffeine...
Everything.
Everything. Yeah, they're
drink.
Caffeinated napkins. I'm waiting for that one.
they're
just so when you wipe your face, you get that extra boost at the end.
Caffeinated gum. Do they got caffeinated gum?
Oh,
yeah. So yeah.
They have caffeinated water.
Yeah, they used to sell
Joe
water.
That is the water that...
Water
that,
Joe.
Yep,
these,
Water
they
Joe.
They used to sell that up here. I've seen that in gas stations and that.
That's what they sell, too.
You know what Hammer was telling me?
What's that?
Is that there's a stuff called Red Bull.
Yeah.
And you can get it in the States. But what you do
yep.
is apparently
that's pretty nasty.
You get Red Bull
Red
and you
Bull.
Mix it with alcohol.
Yeah.
And you drink that.
Okay, what is Red Bull?
Red Bull's like one of those little ecstasy energy drinks, like Super Boost.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Drinks.
Energy juice.
For
but
your brain.
Apparently.
It's RL Carbo.
Anyway, you take that, you mix it with like Slivovitz or like a really hardcore alcohol, like maybe Absinthe. And
that's,
then shoot
hey,
that shit.
Something.
And you are fucking bulletproof and 30 feet tall.
There's your goal.
You run through buildings.
Do you breathe fire and like
oh,
stomp through to kill?
Red Bull and coffee, that's what I heard.
Red Bull and coffee.
Red
Bull
your
and coffee, I've heard that.
In the Red Bull.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so, like, Ranger Coffee Red Bull? Yummy.
Skitty says Red Bull is fucking gross.
Yeah, you're a girl. What do you know?
She's actually right. It tastes disgusting, but it fucking works.
This is what everyone needs. A toaster that tells you what the weather's going to be like, and it burns it into your toast.
What?
If it's cloudy, it burns a little cloud. if it's going to rain,
no way.
It burns rain into your toast. If it's sunny, a little sun. Isn't that fucking cool? It has an uplink to the internet. Gets the weather.
Minute by minute update as you feed your family.
The gift for the guy who has everything.
My toast is never wrong.
My toast is never wrong. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Anybody seen Red Dwarf? They would get even more funny chuckles out of
no,
that.
No, Drexel isn't a sexist asshole. He's just an asshole. Don't get it wrong.
He's asshole to everyone.
Anyway.
Yeah, are you PMSing?
I could just slap him for his skit.
I could sense a little bit of touchiness there. I was clearly
yes,
joking.
Yes, if a woman gets upset with anything you say, she's obviously on the rag.
You're merely proving that you're just
mad.
A stupid girl.
If they get even madder when you say that, they're definitely on.
Wow. Drexel, not caring about anyone.
Well, I care. It's just that
yes,
I would care for you
toasted.
To understand that I'm just joking. You stupid girl.
And the last story.
I'm turning the ringers on low because when people call, I don't hear it.
Look at it. Just look at it. They light it up.
I don't sit there and stare at the lights. They're not exactly strobe lights on
there.
The ceiling, man.
There's a red one.
Well, that's great if they call on line one.
Well, if there's a call on line one, there's
gotten
a call.
Calls on
you
line
just
two?
Pulled this over for some reason.
Okay, I did it because on purpose.
Hi,
you're on Run Radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Nomad Orphan.
Nomad Orphan?
Yeah,
how you doing, man?
It's been a while since I've called.
Yeah, didn't I send you a cult shirt?
No, you didn't.
Well, you better send that off then, Sean.
No, I thought I sent one to Orphan. Anyway, that's okay. I thought he ordered one. Never mind. Go ahead. What's up?
No, I was just calling about your little comment about the Red Bull and the alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah, have you done that?
Actually, we've got something a little better than Red Bull here.
Where's here?
Called Whoop Ass.
Oh, yeah, we got
Whoop Ass Jones Cola.
Yeah, no Whoop Ass.
Is Whoop Ass really good or what?
It's not bad. It's very fruity.
Red Bull's not as bad as everybody makes it out to be either, but mixed a can of Red Bull or can of Whoop Ass with a little Jack Daniels Sour Mash Whiskey.
Oh, Jesus.
And it'll fix you right up.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I bet it'll fix you.
I wonder what happens. Okay, we have a mission. We have to get Nomad Tigre to mix Whoop Ass with absinthe, just to see what happens.
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah, because we should see what we could get from there, and then we'll get the caffeine with the Whoop Ass and the absinthe and 140 proof.
Do you remember what they did with the experiments to, like, you know, back in the 40s, early 50s, you know, that those trials, Odessa, Nuremberg?
Yeah, no, it's totally different. This is all voluntary. We're all good here. So that's cool, man. So you're liking the Whoop Ass then?
Oh yeah, I was really liking it last night.
All right. Sweet. All right, man. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on. Who's on line two? Hello, line two.
No one.
No one's on line two. Call in early. Call in often.
Well, 1-877-729-7268.
Red Bull and vodka apparently slays ass.
Oh,
hey, Smokehouse.
Look at this. Look at this.
Smokehouse, are you a vodka drinker? Because it just turns out to be a bit of a quinky-dink, but I also happen to be a vodka drinker.
Yes, but you like it with ginger ale.
Yes, Scottish martinis, baby, the only way to have it.
There's the phone number.
So call in now, and
call
we'll go from there. Who's buying the bottle? Well, you're the guy with the bottle, T, right? I mean, what the hell? Or are you out?
Hi, Iron Rent Radio. Who's this? Hello, Rent Radio.
I have a request.
Okay.
Hi, you're on Rent Radio. Hi, you're on Rent Radio. Who's this?
It's Babs Yumay.
Hey, Babs Yumay. What's up, babe?
Oh, not much. I tuned in a little late tonight, but I just wanted to say hi to everybody. And
thanks for my mouse pad and my little CD. That was really cool.
Oh, you got the package?
I did. That was really sweet of you. Thanks, babe.
Oh, you're welcome.
I use it at work. Nomad,
yes,
no,
he does, actually.
Santa by Babs Yumay sent me a mouse pad with a whole bunch of cool stuff on it. And she made her very self. And I thought
cool.
It was cool. And a CD that is a Lego programmer thing. Which
cool.
Is really cool. So, yeah, that's really sweet. Anyway, so what were you going to say, babe?
I just want to let everybody know I'm alive. I've not been feeling too well, and I want to talk about PMS, okay?
Get it off your chest.
I've had PMS for, like, the past 4 weeks.
How's that happen? I thought PMS was, like, a once-a-month thing.
No, I have a severe hormone imbalance.
No kidding.
Which I haven't taken my medicine for about 4 weeks.
Hmm.
Yeah, so...
Does this mean you're fucking crazy or what?
Oh, I have been, yes. And Now I'm going to be on my medicine again, so I'm not going to be as nuts as I have been.
And well, medication is a good thing from time to time if you've got a hormone imbalance. I mean, what the fuck, right?
Yeah, it keeps me from killing people. I mean, I've been throwing shit lately, and I've injured a few people, including myself. And
oh, yeah.
It stops you from hurting yourself and hurting others.
I take that regularly.
Although, you know, you only hurt the ones you love the most.
Have you tried butterfly tampons?
Have you tried shooting pimps? Then you hurt people you don't love.
That's right.
Pimps. It at least evens it out a little bit.
Pimps make good food.
Are you sharing those cookies?
Yes, but I don't
Almost
have a gun.
Not.
See, I prefer things like my telephone, throwing it across the room, hitting people in the head, you know, blood, you know, that kind of thing.
Blood and violence. And, yeah.
All okay, the problem is, pimps, are they're not normally in your house, so if you throw a telephone across the room, you're not likely to hit a pimp in the head.
Go Kel Skip Radio.
So carry a telephone wherever you go, then.
Did I just say that out loud?
No.
Wait, you're what was messing. That? Did I hear something about someone I don't think I want to hear?
No, you didn't.
Okay.
All right, babe, we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
She's a lead telephone.
What the hell?
Hang up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's my job, right? No one's there. No one wants to talk to us.
Well, no one wants to talk to you.
I did actually have a request here. The professor is fully prepared and ready to give love advice.
Not kids of Whitney High.
No, you're okay. You're quite safe.
If you need love advice, you can call in and ask the professor.
You betcha.
Skitty, now's your chance.
Now, so here we go. Anyone who wants love life advice, wants to get shit going on with the chick, or with the guy for that matter.
Is there any more news?
There's one more piece. We could pull it out.
Are you saving it?
Not really.
Well, why don't we do it now? It's the news
my
time.
Girlfriend?
No. God, no.
Just for me.
No.
I don't know if this is true or whatever. Yeti's hair defies DNA analysis.
What? Where was it from?
British scientists. Good. On the trail of the Yeti has found some of the best evidence yet for the existence of the mythical Himalayan creature, a sample of hair that has proven impossible to identify. Genetic tests on the hair, which was gathered from a tree in Bhutan, have failed to match its DNA to that of another animal. So they can't figure it out, this piece of hair they found.
Well, of course, Yetis exist. Do you think Yetis exist?
They do.
Sure.
Sure.
There's lots of things that we don't know about. And
I say there could be Yetis.
We haven't invaded the whole Earth yet.
I haven't seen evidence. Not that I've looked, but I don't have any reason to believe they do exist, but I think it's possible.
It could be large.
Horseshoe crabs are supposed to have been extinct for millions of years, but they show.
Hi, you're on radio. What do you think? Do Yetis exist? Are you there? You're not there. Goodbye. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, do you think Yetis exist?
I could give a rat's ass.
Well, this would be Jason from Erase.
No, I didn't ask about rats. I asked about Yetis. Do you think there is a Yeti's ass?
There just may be.
All right, man, what's up?
I want to take a step back to the Timothy McVeigh thing.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Bring it back to politics. There was a lot of things that happened that day of the bombing, alleged McVeigh on his own, yada, yada, yada. All of the FBI agents in that building were paged 20 minutes before the bomb went off. There was no agents in that building. All there was daycare workers and children, and the thing that was blown up that was crucial was the information on what happened at the Gulf War and the effects of the nerve gas and all the other such things that were going on at that time.
Really?
Yeah. There's a whole lot of other shit that people don't realize that, what was that? There was a crime site, was it not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why was that torn down within 3 months and turned into a park, a memorial park for that happening?
I don't know, 3 months is a long enough time to...
No, they go years without touching a building, even if a single murder happened.
Oh, yeah, for
aircraft take a year.
Yeah, it's going to take a year. For a major, major thing like that, 3 months? I mean, that's 3 months later, it's a park.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's completely
it's
leveled.
Done 3 months. It didn't start making it a park in 3 months.
I'm always surprised how quick the police can clean up a street after an accident.
Yeah, like, but this is like a
half hour.
This is like major evidence, and there's a lot of other shit that's going on there. This
yeah, like
thing.
How like, I worked in concrete, and I know a little bit about it. The actual rebar on the lower levels, like where they said it happened at ground level, was pointing down and up in certain areas where if a bomb goes off...
It'd be pointing out to the side.
It would be pointing out to the side and up. It was actually pointing down, giving the effect that it wasn't actually on the street, but it was potentially in the actual building.
So you're saying the FBI blows up a bunch of kids, blames it on modern terrorists to call for a witch hunt on...
Possibility.
It's a possibility.
If I'm not around here, if I'm not talking to you tomorrow and you never hear from me again...
Oh, no, but that's not totally something the FBI would do. Not at all.
Oh, no,
it's
never.
It's not like they don't have a history of doing that.
Lone gunman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's not like there's a history of the United States doing chemical experiments on their own people. It's not like there's a history of the United States doing blatant drug experiments on their own people.
Exactly.
It's not like they've done chemical warfare experiments.
Well, the whole LSD thing with Timothy Leary.
Oh, yeah.
That was set up by the CIA.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole MKUltra thing, it's not like the CIA wasn't heavily involved with Jonestown.
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole ton of shit that is involved there, which is, like, all kinds of ugly. And, you want to get conspiracy. You don't have far to look.
No.
You know what I mean? Is it a little fichet-soir to think that, let's just murder Tim McVeigh right off the top when he's a kid? Like, anyone's ever...
I'm not justifying if he had any sort of part in it.
No, that's true, but you look at guys who are like the Unabomber, right?
Yeah.
You look at their life story, and you look at Tim McVeigh's life story, and the guy's like a D&D gamer, he's not a hardened, hateful criminal.
No.
So how the fuck did that happen? Right? People just don't wig out and blow up fucking buildings and kill hundreds of kids. Okay, he was in the Gulf War. He had a series of he got an accommodation for it. Okay, and so he's not into the whole I'm going to kill a bunch of children thing.
No.
Okay, even the most militant of these extreme radical groups wouldn't advocate killing kids. They were all, and this isn't a racist comment, but they were all white kids.
Yeah.
And even the Klan and the most bigoted Nazi asshole fucks wouldn't blow up a building full of white kids. There's nothing to gain from that. So there's definitely something more going on here, I'm thinking.
Well, that was basically my thoughts, too.
All right, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Rock. Hi, Aaron, what the hell? Who's this?
This is Nomad Griffin.
Hey, do you
Griffin?
Think there's Yetis?
What?
Do you believe in Yetis or Sasquatch?
Oh, yeah, sure, why not?
Sure, why not? What are you calling in for, man?
I want to talk about... Timothy McVeigh.
All right. What's going on with Timmy?
Well,
what
I would
think?
Just like to mention a few things that a lot of people don't know, just like whoever it was that just called in.
Yeah, that was Erase. Jason from Erase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about what happened before the bomb?
Yeah.
When he was in the Army, he went into Special Forces testing, went through the psych test, and then all of a sudden just quit, disappeared out of the military.
Where are you getting this information from?
Shit. That was a long time ago. I'm trying to remember.
So it was floating around. You got off the web somewhere?
No, it was in a newspaper.
Oh, okay.
Spotlight.
Okay. What, Meg?
Spotlight.
Spotlight newspaper? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure people can probably check those archives and find that anyway.
Oh, yeah. They have a website, spotlight.org.
What is it? What is Spotlight? Is it like a conspiracy kind of thing or what?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll
They're
have to check that out.
Paper. They're really cool. All
right, yeah. Like I'm into that kind of shit, so.
But also, I watched the first news broadcast when the bomb went off.
You bet, yeah.
And they called in. The newscasters were talking about bringing in bomb squads from out of town to disarm a bomb they already had found in the building.
Right.
Now, just a little bit about nitrogen-based explosives.
Right.
Or,
which is what they use.
They are a cratering explosive.
They're a cratering explosive?
Yes. That's what the military uses them for, is making craters so tanks and stuff can't drive through.
Okay.
They do not blow up. They blow down. They don't, like, go up the side of buildings and stuff.
Well, okay, an explosion is lazy, eh? Like, that's the thing about explosions. Explosions are lazy, that you can shape an explosion to go any way you want. That's how a shape charge works.
Yeah,
like, what they'll
exactly.
They'll take steel, and they'll
put
copper on the top.
But you can't do that using 55-gallon drums of...
No, that's true. That's true, yeah. You wouldn't be able to do that with 55,000-gallon drums. So you're just saying, but the nature of that explosion causes it to blow down, not up.
Yeah. Basically, what Timothy McVeigh did was make a crater in front of the building, which you could see in the photos. What happened in the building itself, there were shape charges that went off shearing.
Right.
Two of them went off and one didn't. That's why when you look at the building, you can almost see where it would have been like three bombs would have taken the whole face of the building off.
What was across the street? Does anyone know, or was there anything across the street?
I can't remember. It was like a really wide street, I think.
I'm just thinking because if that explosion was big enough to do that much damage, I'd like to see what happened across the street to compare buildings. You know what I mean?
I think it like blew the windows out.
And that was about it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's interesting shit, man. That's some interesting shit.
And I'm trying to remember the exact spotlight to the thing on the bombs that were in the building.
Right.
And they were a shape charge. It was like a hydro. I can explain how they work, but it'd take a long time. Anyway, they're basically a shape charge designed after the daisy cutters they used in Vietnam, which can be made as powerful as a nuclear explosion.
Yeah, they're the largest bombs ever produced that were nuclear devices.
Whereas these were about the size of a pineapple. You can carry them in a briefcase.
Right on.
So I just wanted to mention all that.
Right on, man. No, that's cool. That's the kind of shit that we got to get out on the air because, we talk a lot about wall-to-wall blowjobs and shit, but it's cool to get people's calling on that.
Yeah, well, I feel that Timothy McVeigh is just a scapegoat. Really.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's not even a fucking question. And
how many guys do they have? One?
Yeah, like, give me a break. There's obviously more involved than that. And to back that up, the Brits just have confirmed footage that there was a second shooter with JFK.
Yeah, well,
so
that was obvious. I mean,
yeah, like, I mean, who didn't believe that? But now
we needed scientific evidence.
Well, yeah, the Brits came forward and said, you know, guys, we've got acoustic audio footage from the footage that was shot that day that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt there was two fucking shooters. Okay,
yeah, well,
so
that bolt action rifle used.
Uh-huh.
It is physically impossible to shoot it that fast.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, and then there's the whole magic bullet theory, which goes against, you know, Stephen Hawking couldn't do the physics for that.
Yeah.
But anyway, man. All right, let's say what the hell. We'll move on here.
All right, what the hell.
Right on. Hi, Aaron, what the hell? Wow, this is really staticky. Who's this?
Whoa, this is staticky. Hold on, I'm going
to kick it. Your phone sucks. We're not taking blame for this.
Yeah, no, this is a really staticky line here.
We have excellent equipment.
It's poison.
We would never sound like this.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. It's, like, really staticky.
Okay, speak anyways.
Okay, maybe you should call back, man.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, hang on. Okay, just as a quick footnote, before the next caller comes in here.
Yeah.
China. This whole thing with the U.S. plane and China.
I don't know anything about it, so
well,
I'll have
how
to explain
would I tell
from
you,
zero.
Okay,
yeah.
How
this
stuff's
pretty amazing.
This is singularly the scariest shit that has happened. This is a total hacker-related thing too. So just don't call in for a second, there, Cheeto. Okay, be cool because you gotta check this out. Okay, now it's like this. There's kind of two parts to cryptography and scanning and stuff like that. We're all heavy into scanning. We're all heavy into crypto and stuff like that. Okay, actually we'll take this call because I told him to call back. So fucking we'll take the call. Yeah.
It could be anyone.
Could be anyone. All right, well, check this out. Okay, the deal is there's a spy plane, right? La, la, la. Big spy plane, but it's got state-of-the-art shit on it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
The Chinese are all big for their britches, saying, yeah, fuck you. You shouldn't be standing out here. They're international waters flying around, taking a regular data run, and the jet, there was a collision in the air. Now, it's this plane is not a highly maneuverable thing, okay? It's a big fucking brick in the air. And the jet smacked it in the nose somehow. But they're saying, no, you rammed our jet. Okay, well, that doesn't even make sense. Okay, how the fuck does a plane
what
that
kind of a maneuver
isn't supersonic
is ramming
ram
a
supersonic
plane? Not only is it very difficult for a huge-ass spy plane, like we say spy plane, you think this little tiny plane, but
no,
it's not.
Like
it's a big, big plane.
It's like a C-130 Hercules.
How
okay,
is it supposed to run into a small fighter jet?
Yeah.
And B, why would it do this?
You know, I mean,
when you run into when planes
it's a well-known
each other,
tactical movement, isn't it?
So anyway, so it gets smacked. Now, the pilot has got four horseshoes, the horse, and an entire fucking shamrock field up his ass. Okay, because the amount of damage...
Or the spy plane
the
or
spy
the
plane,
small
no,
one?
No, the spy plane guy is the fucking bomb
okay.
as a pilot because he's able to land the plane at the nearest airfield because he's like, wow, we're all going to fucking die unless I can land this goddamn plane. The closest field was a Chinese airbase. He's like, guys,
better nothing.
We're landing this plane right now or we're all going to die, okay? So he lands on the airbase, and the guy's inside the plane. Now, in this plane, if the equipment inside this plane is compromised, it does, no shit, billions of dollars damage to the U.S. military. Because all their crypto codes, everything that's there that they use to do sniffing, is then compromised. The potential damage that comes from this is so fucking huge. There hasn't been something this significant probably since the time that the back in the early 80s where they shot down that fucking the 747. The Russians shot down a passenger plane, and they had it in sights, and they knew it was a passenger plane. They shot it down, and we almost went to war over that. Okay, so anyway, this plane lands. Now, that plane is sovereign U.S. soil. You're not allowed to board the plane. It's like a ship in dock. Okay? Okay, now that plane is lands. It's damaged. It was damaged by a Chinese fighter. And 90 minutes later, it comes out. 90 minutes later, the Chinese commander say, get out of the fucking plane. Okay? They get out of the plane. They go in the plane. They strip the fucking plane. Okay? Of all the equipment. Totally false. Totally, you know, against all international rules and treaties. The ringleader was like, no way, man. They're not going to strip that plane. I'm like, fuck you, man. That's a Cadillac in Compton. That thing is naked. Okay? So, and he's like, no. Well, sure shit, I want a Dr. Pepper out of the deal because they stripped the fucking plane raw. Okay? Then, okay, they're like, oh, we're not going to give you our guys back. Okay? And Colin Powell's like, fuck you very much. How about you give our people back or we turn the little island of Hanai where this plane landed into a fucking glass field? How about that for a plan? And everybody all starts shitting their pants because they're like, China's got 20 ICBMs. China has 20 ICBMs. China's not going to launch a single fucking missile because if they do, every red phone everywhere is going to ring and the whole world's going to fucking shit kick China. Okay, so nothing's going to happen there. But on about, this happened, I think, on Monday night or Sunday night or something like that. Bye-bye, like early Monday, Tuesday, I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm like, holy fuck, man. You know, this could turn into a major fucking ordeal. Now, it came out that the pilot, that the crew had been able to destroy all the crypto gear, supposedly. They had 90 minutes. Now, 90 minutes is a long time to shit kick.
To destroy things. It takes a real long time to build all this crypto gear, but to destroy it, it's pretty quick.
Yeah, and they got thermite and axes, and they're shattering lenses, and they're doing all kinds
right.
of shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently they did the damage, but now they're like, we're not letting your people go. Now, back in the 70s, there was a ship, which names escapes me, but it was exact same scenario where the Chinese shot out the motor, brought the crew on board. The crew was held captive for like 11 months.
Yeah.
Okay, and George W. is kind of like, fuck you very much. Because you got to remember, George Bush was shot down by the Chinese during the war. George Sr. is not a big fan of the Chinese. He's never been a big fan of the Chinese. George Jr. also is not a big fan of the Chinese. So he's all like, fuck you very much. So there's a huge amount of tension that could potentially come of this. Now, I don't think that this is going to be something that leads to war. But, I mean, it should have been a major world headline because this is like China, okay? And it's not really the political people in China who are to blame for this. I think a lot of it has to do with the generals because the guy who's in charge of the Chinese army right now is this hardcore fucking hardline Maoist who's a nutbag who's all Mr. We're never going to get another chance like that, which is true. I mean, tactically speaking, fuck yeah. That plane hits the ground. I'm stripping it bare. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's cool, but if one of those hostages have been killed, you could expect war. You could expect a major military action. If they're like, get off the plane, no, fuck. They shoot one of those hostages, fuck it, it's all over but the crying. So that's something that I think that people should.
So the hostages are still there.
The hostages are still there, I believe. I haven't checked in a couple of days, but apparently they're working out. They've been seen twice, and they're in good health, but they were all separated.
And the technology is unknown whether the Chinese have it or not.
No, according to the press releases, they destroyed the tech.
Okay.
But we'll have to see. Okay, let's answer the phone. Or are they both gone? They're both gone. Everybody's gone.
They gave up.
All gone.
That was weak of them. If you were strong, if you really had something important to say, you wouldn't have hung up, would you?
I got something to say. But anyway.
You would have made it.
So, and everyone's all like, I want to go to war with China. Okay, I don't want to go to war with China. China would be bad to have a war with. Because I don't think we'd be under any
threat. A billion screaming Chinamen, that's why.
Yeah, but they can't go anywhere.
They can.
There you go.
They right along through India and into Europe, and then we'll have to go over there and fight. But at least, you know, our homes will be safe. Hi, you're on Ride Radio. Who's this?
Jason again.
What's up?
Okay, topic. Old Asian guy drives into drugstore. You remember that a couple days ago?
Nope.
See that on the news?
No, I didn't.
Oh God, I thought you would have saw that.
No, sorry, I don't watch TV. What's up?
This old Asian guy. This is a prime example of why old people should not drive. Backs into, like, turns this drugstore, small little drugstore, into a garage.
Okay.
I thought you would have saw this and went off.
Okay, so, alrighty.
Too bad. Okay, I thought you might have had an angle on this and went off on this for a little bit.
So. Sorry, dude.
Sorry, what the hell?
What the hell?
Hi, you're on Rad Radio. Who is this?
Hey, it's Poison Cheeto.
Hey, Poison Cheeto, you're much clearer now.
Really?
You are.
A billion times clearer.
So what's up, man?
I had kind of a big week.
A big week? What happened?
Well, I got my license.
Woohoo!
Right, then today over here, yesterday, it was like really fucking windy. And okay. I got off work early because someone else wanted to work real bad, and I'm nice.
I want to work real bad.
You're so nice.
They need the money.
Well, I figured I was going to be walking home at night, so I brought my jacket to work. But the wind kind of blew my jacket off.
While you were wearing it?
My checkbook was in my pocket, and that's way gone. And I had a big, you know, pile of shit with the bank and everything.
What was in your pocket?
Check. My checkbook.
Oh, no. Well, it's only a checkbook and not a check. That's good.
What?
But it was only a blank checks, right?
Yeah, a book of them.
That's shitty. You can write checks on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
If you know your account number.
That's true, man.
Really?
You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
People won't accept them, but you
closed off my account and left, like, $35 in there for my outstanding shit.
Oh, really?
And, I don't know.
Oh, right, hey, the other lines are
having problems with the internet. Net Zero is being my asshole. And
well, it's Net Zero. It's free, guy.
Yeah, it's either that or my mom is.
What can you expect from a free ISP?
I don't know. It's
nothing.
Pretty decent as far as bandwidth, but it pisses me off.
It just sucks. Say what the hell, buddy?
Oh wait, are you gonna play Gonad the Barbarian?
I haven't heard it yet. I didn't get it off the FTP site yet.
He saw
it.
Just by the
done,
title, I didn't say I was.
Oh, all right.
Was this something you guys made up?
What's that?
Was that the song you guys made up about the show?
Well, it had, it was just me. We were just being, like, stupid and, like, telling an ad-lib story on top of some Cradle of Filth.
So it's something you made is the question.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, that's cool. We will endeavor to play it.
We will try.
Say Rant Radio. Say Bob something.
Say your name.
Damn it.
Right on. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Psycho Wolf Pup.
Hey, Psycho Wolf Pup, where are you calling from?
Seattle.
Seattle? You're pretty close.
Yeah.
Right on. What are you thinking?
Just on this, back to the topic on the China thing.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, like, right after it happened.
Right.
I was just sitting here. The TV was on some weird channel. And they have a, like, George, like Bush comes on. And he could not make a worse speech than that. It sounded like a first grader trying to give a report. I don't know if it was that or I just can't remember it right. Almost every other word was
it's Lieutenant Major Zombie. The President.
President Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Yeah, I was watching it and I was like, this can't be right.
Yeah, it's all fucked up.
Yeah, it is. But
so,
this whole ordeal has just reminded me of the old movie War Games.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's more reminiscent. There's a book written by Clancy called it's about Japan though, and it's almost the exact same thing.
Dead of Honor.
Yeah. Dead of Honor. Or am I on crack here? Dead of Honor is not about that. Dead of Honor is about Japan needs space so they invade in order to get resources.
Dead of Honor.
Yeah, Dead of Honor. Oh, well, never mind.
Some of All Fears is the one where Denver gets nuked.
Oh, okay.
I have Gonad the Barbarian.
Okay, you got a campaign.
Yay, we're here, Gonad the Barbarian.
Say what the hell.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Excellent. So we're going to play it. It's 2 minutes long.
It was a dark and stormy afternoon within the bowels of heaven. These bowels were incredibly acidic. People crawling out of the huge ass with skin dripping from their bones, one of which was a hero whom we refer to as Gonad the Barbarian.
He was very fond of his gonads. One day, he was shot in the gonads with an arrow. This arrow shrunk his gonads. After the shrinking of the gonads grew wings, and they flew away to splatter on his mother. Gonad the Barbarian's mother was quite excited at this point. She enjoyed licking the penile extractions from the left and to the right. Luckily, Gonad the Barbarian could regenerate his gonads, and this is what made him a hero. Although his mother ate the gonads as an encore, but there was plenty more where that meal had come from. But then it began to rain. This rain was incredibly bloody. Yes, yes, it was.
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
It was.
No, I don't think it was.
I see. But then everybody almost died until a beam came down from the heavens
and played the graceful music.
Roman Hell! This graceful music is now what we call Rant Radio!
That's... Okay, that's mighty. I'm saying that.
Okay.
That's going in rotation.
Wow.
What do you say
on
Sean's
radio station?
I don't know. Okay. Is that a radio station or what?
That was interesting.
That's friends don't let friends do drugs.
Any comments?
Questions, comments,
side remarks?
Hi, Aaron Run Radio. Who's this?
This is Rabid Wombat.
Hey, Rabid Wombat. Did you know it's 8:48 here right now?
Yeah.
Okay,
unless you're looking at my computer, it says 8:54.
I don't know what's wrong with that clock up there.
It was set wrong.
You turned
like
it off.
4 minutes ago. No, it was on the whole time. 4 minutes ago, it was supposed to go off.
Do you have animations turned on in the back?
Yes. It was going on the whole time until you guys got here.
Oh, well, that's
then
weird.
Then it stops.
That's strange.
Maybe it... Oh, wait. Maybe it only does it during the day, and it doesn't do it at night because it would wake you up.
It's not a 24-hour clock. How does it know what
sounds good.
How do you know it's not a 24-hour clock? Maybe it has a little thing in there that says day and night, day and night, la, la.
Hey, we have a caller, guys.
Hey, what'd you call about?
Me? Oh, I kind of wanted just to call in and give religion the finger.
Well, we're always up for that.
Which one?
All right.
And
so,
where?
Yeah, this is me, like, giving religion the finger, because there was some Jewish ceremony today.
Like, did it happen to you?
I was forced into going. So
why were you forced to go to a Jewish ceremony? You don't see a lot of Jews coming around trying to force you to go.
Did a piece of skin get cut off?
What?
You're Jewish?
Yeah.
Really?
No, I'm just pretending.
That's a pretty
good job. Fake.
Could be. So what? Why'd you go then?
I'm a heathen in disguise. Why did I go?
Yeah.
It was a family like thing.
I fucking
family get together and you have to go.
Like, don't you that hate that? Just because you're part
do
of the family.
You guys walk around all the time and say shalom. Shalom!
It's like how Americans think all Canadians say A.
We do.
Yeah.
We do say A.
That's not a lie. We don't.
Yeah, that's not actually a lie.
We do not say a boot.
Wait a
though.
Minute. Oh, hang on. You're Jewish, right?
Yeah.
Are
no,
you
well,
guys, tell
I don't
me,
believe in it, but yeah.
No, one question. Are you guys actually behind, like, a big plot to take over the world with all the banks
oh,
and shit?
Oh, of course. Like, we hide behind the racism thing, but we're really trying to take over the world.
I figured. What's your last name, actually? Just your last name.
Wiseman.
Wiseman. Is that a Jewish last name? Wiseman? Wiseman, shouldn't it be like, I don't know, what's a Jewish last name? Like Bolsky or something. I don't fuck all about Jewish names.
I mean, a lot of
all the, like,
I've never even met a Jew.
And, like, men and man and, like, crap like that.
Schwartz.
The Schwartz is with you.
Schwartzman?
My Schwartz. I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Do you have, like, a rabbi and shit? Does he wear, like, a cool little hat with the and stuff?
Kind of. Yeah, I got a birthday card from my rabbi.
Oh, what did he say? Happy birthday shalom or what? what I'm not making fun of you. I'm really not. I don't know any. Like, there's no Jews in BC. We're Jewless.
Have you chased them out already or?
No, wow, there's something
it's like the rats in Alberta.
Yeah, yeah. We
first you chased out the Jews and then the rats, right?
Yeah. No, I'm not. You're trying to goad me into like white supremacist shit here. I'm not biting, man.
Come on, Charlie.
And the Nazis kill the Jews, and the Jews kill the Arabs, and the Arabs kill the hostages, and that.
Trying to make you a devil. Yeah.
Oh,
Satanism
Roger
is
Waters.
Extreme.
Roger Waters or reference. I'm gonna orgasm.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Actually, we were. I got Rabbi Walmart to check out. Roger Waters, Amused to Death, which is like just a sexy album.
He's been jammed.
Turn that off.
Gotta
Thank
go.
You.
Dude. His fellow Jewish brothers were stopping him from revealing their Zionist plot.
I think so. They're caught.
Yes, the world's largest Jew, Goldberg.
Goldberg. The world's biggest, nastiest Jew.
I'd like to send him back to the 40s, eh? Yeah. And leave him alone in a room with Hitler?
Well, all those guys. Hello, Herman Hesse? Yeah, you and me gotta go. Herman Hesse versus Goldberg.
Oh, we must destroy all the Jews. God's in evil.
He got hit in the head with a chair and split him.
Look out, it's a Gorn. Okay. So who's the next caller?
What's shaking? What's happening?
Hey, oh, my God, the phone's ringing. Hi, you're on
Pick
right
it
here.
Up.
Who is this?
This is Rabid Wombat.
Rabid Wombat.
Phone call.
Continue.
Sorry, that was the man trying to suppress me.
I figured.
You're on
hey, that wasn't me, man. I had nothing to do with that.
I would try and suppress you, but you've actually had something
so
to say.
So let me ask you something. Hang on. I was cruising around, and I actually went through, because I occasionally will scream through these white supremacist sites, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Just to see what they're thinking. And I read this thing where the Jews call white people Goya, right? That's the whole idea. And according to traditional Jewish, like, stuff, I don't know if it's true, it's a question, seriously. They say that, like, the Goya are not, like, real people. You can, like, kill Goya, and it's all good. And, you know, you can, like, skin... No, seriously, and if you kill Goya, that's
really?
All fine. If Yeah, Goya are the shit. And I'm just wondering if... Is that,
he's a Goya!
Is there anything like, to that, or is that all just Nazi bullshit?
That's pretty much... The Torah says a lot of things, all right? Like, the person who wrote the Torah was, first of all, on crack and didn't have a really good memory about what he actually thought. And, like, he couldn't even remember his own convictions and things like that.
Oh, so he...
But the thing is that, like, even when the Egyptians were drowning in the sea,
right.
Like... And, like, the Israelites were, like, celebrating and stuff.
Well,
like,
that's what Moses
killed
crowd,
all the
right?
Egyptians. God was like, you bastards, you killed the Egyptians. Ah, what are you doing?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they're like, don't celebrate. My children are dying. Blah, 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 blah. God's merciful. God's great. Celebrate me. Worship me. Blah, blah, blah. Give me food. Sacrifices. Stuff like that. So that's religion in a nutbag.
All right. Right on. So what do you do for kicks, man? What is your function? Mr. Wiseman, down there.
What's my designation in
yeah,
life?
Yeah, well, what do you do? Are you like,
calling.
Are you all down there being Jewish? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto.
You're Jewish in Toronto?
Canadian.
Jewish in Toronto?
Yeah, isn't Toronto like one of the biggest Jewish areas in like all of Canada?
I have no idea. Probably.
I have no idea.
Sure as fuck aren't any kikes out here, I'll tell you that.
There's.
Yeah, I knew you were in Toronto. I knew you were in Toronto. What do you do there?
What do we do in Toronto?
No, what do you do? Not what do we do?
Oh, well, I walk on my head. I mean, I walk on my hands and...
No,
I don't know.
Don't fuck with me. What's your job, man?
What's my job?
Yeah.
Just to cause ruckus and, like, and disrupt complacency and undermine the moral values of society.
Like a good Jew
right.
should.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. That's the plan.
Of course.
So, do you hate Arabs?
One of my best friends is Arab, and,
really?
Like, it's never came up.
Wait a minute. Does he know you're Jewish?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, that's a question. You should make sure of that. He might go, Gok, you're, what's his name?
His name's Arar.
Arar? Arar and Wiseman. That sounds like a sitcom. That would be an awesome sitcom. We should do that. I'll pitch that. I'll sell that to MTV. We'll like.
They'll go for it.
They'll be like, yeah, we'll have a Jew and a Arab living in an apartment in Toronto.
That's wackiness ensues.
And we'll have red green hosted. It'll be great. It'll just be sexy. All right, man. Thanks for calling in, eh?
Yeah, right.
All right, say what now?
Shalom!
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 All right, shalom. What the fuck? I mean, what the hell?
All right, bye.
All right,
see you, man.
Hats.
Bye.
What a cool guy. That's like the coolest Jew I've ever talked to.
They're usually fucking pricks, aren't they?
No, I don't know any Jewish people. I've never met...
So the only Jew you've ever talked to?
Yay! No, it's true. I always want to, like, hold a rabbi down and just go, what the fuck is up with the hat and the curls and shit? I just want to know. And they get all offended, right? Because they think you're being racist and stuff. And it's not. It's like...
asking a question.
I don't think Jews are racist. It is, I think it's a religion. Can I be a Jew?
It is a... Yeah.
Can I go be a Jew?
I think you can. I know people...
Fuck,
you always
I should have asked
about...
him that. Damn it.
How can Sean be... Well, Sean, man of every religion.
Sean wants to be a Jew. Well, I want to be a Jew.
Well, I'll have to get you scissors and...
What I haven't been circumcised either. Why is that brutal?
Okay, we don't want to hear about your dick.
Do you have a toque?
Because every time we pitch you naked now, it's going to be uncircumcised.
Who's got toques here?
Okay.
I've got a toque.
We're not talking about our penises.
We're not talking about toques.
Okay, well, that's it.
They've all got something missing.
God, you guys are so touchy. It's wall-to-wall blowjobs and PMS and fucking eating your own shit.
Take my penis out of the conversation.
Holy fuck, man. Better make it quick, though. We've only got 3 minutes left.
Make
in the
what
show.
Quick?
It's 8:57.
Make what quick?
The show, whatever you want to say. You got to get it all out now. We only have 3 minutes.
Caller.
The next show is coming on. Wrap it up.
Hi, Right Radio. Who's this?
We got some sponsors.
Hi, who's this?
Skitty.
No, Matt Skitty.
Hi, Skitty.
Skitty.
How's it going, babe?
Are you circumcised?
Nothing. What?
Women can be circumcised, actually.
No, that is fucking wrong, dude.
It is wrong. It's very wrong. They do it with a stone knife and some African tribes. It's nasty.
Yeah, I know, dude. I don't think that anybody should be circumcised. I mean, more like... If there ain't nothing wrong with it, don't fucking cut it off.
So do chicks think...
God made me this way.
Let me ask you something. Do women prefer a circumcised or uncircumcised dick?
Un,
you think
well,
so?
Well, me, anyway.
Why?
Personal preference.
Why?
Yeah. Like, I'm just wondering what...
I mean, okay, think
difference?
About it this way. Would you want a dog that has, like, part of its torso cut off?
No, I guess not.
Okay.
Those damn...
No, I haven't really
dogs.
Thought about it
if
that
you
way.
If you wanted to use
sure.
that example, how about all the dogs that get parts of their ears and their tails cut off?
I disagree with that.
Many
why?
People want that.
Yeah, no, I could see. I know what Skinny's point is here.
Off.
What did you want to call in for, babe?
Okay, I was talking to Pele, or Deckard Pele the other night, right?
And, very cool guy.
We were just talking, and he like came up with this thing, like, we're going to sell Sean Kennedy's sperm on eBay.
Oh, my God.
You're not allowed to sell all fluids on eBay.
I have... Where are you going to get it from?
Huh.
Yeah, we're going to, like, tie you up and let all the Cenobites...
Thank you for calling!
That's
another fight for next week.
That's great. You can fight my wife for it. Have a nice day.
Depends on what you're getting a little too into it.
You're getting a little too into
they're
this.
They're thinking this is another kind of cult here.
Yeah, it's a different kind of cult.
What the professor do?
This is
we've got to...
You'll be giving me a hand job. That's your job. All right, Skitty. What? Anything else, babe?
No. I have the virus manifesto done, but I have to, like, edit it because it's all, like, breathy and bad and stuff. And yeah.
How many times do you say like in it?
I didn't actually.
Stop picking on her.
I'm not. What do you? Stop. I didn't even start, and you're already telling me to stop.
He's just
I'm
getting
very protective.
Up.
Oh, you're very protective unless you're picking on her. Shut up.
Yeah, you guys always pick on me. What the hell?
I just stood up for you.
Yeah, you guys are mean.
Yeah, you pick up. You
typical
pick,
woman
you
just turned on me. Look at that. See that? She spun. Bang.
You stick up for her once, and you expect to be forgiven for, like, you know, months of pain and anguish?
No, everybody picks on Skitty, man.
I don't pick on Skitty.
She's she's underage, Sean. Holy fuck. I didn't even say anything. She called me up and starts fucking, Jesus Christ, the FBI.
That's a crime.
That's
you
a crime.
You accepted a phone call from
you
a minor.
You got a call from a fucking, from a minor.
She called me.
She called me. What the fuck was a prank call?
My God.
All right.
The only one that doesn't pick on me is that sexy English dude.
The professor.
Yeah, but yeah. Give it a chance, he would.
He's just trying to seduce you, so
yeah,
it doesn't work very well to make fun of you at the same time.
I think you're wonderful.
Insert shovel here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, say what the hell, babe.
What
the hell? All right.
Thank you.
All righty, then. Well, it's 9 o'clock.
Oh, you're on Right Radio. Who is this? You're the last call, and you have about 45 seconds to speak
Sweet.
Your piece.
It's Guardian Decker Kodiak.
What's up, Kodiak? Hey, long time no hear. What's up?
You've only got 35 seconds.
So, yeah, it's been a really long time.
What's up?
Two things. I'm not Jewish. I don't sell sperm on eBay.
Okay.
I'm just Scottish, so we hate everybody.
Okay, right on.
Okay. Guardian Decker Integrity and I went down to Rubicon.
How'd that go?
20
this
seconds.
Was last week.
We rooted the guy that was actually running the show, so, hey.
Right on.
We heard about this
rules.
Last week.
I just wanted to say that, and anybody else that has a problem with it can
yeah, come talk to the Deckers.
Right on.
But just wanted to get my 2 cents in. Rubicon was pretty sweet, and yeah, it was cool.
All right, buddy,
you
say like a hell.
5 seconds.
What the
hell? Perfectly timed.
Perfectly timed.
And we're out of here.
I just wanted to hang up on him anyway.
Hi, click.
All right.
Waste my 8 cents.
Just to piss off Sim. Time to go. I'm leaving. I'm here for my
time. Have a nice night, and we'll all check you next week. Someone's phone is ringing.
Ooh.
Oh, right at 9 o'clock.
Oh, my God, it's 9 o'clock. It's all right to call.
Just one
Buzz.
Second. I think it's Uncle Deck.
It's crazy in the phone.
Hello.
Getting crazy with the cell phone here. Well, say goodbye, Drexel.
Goodbye.
It's just ending, actually. Just hang on, Deck. I think, Ronan Medic, it's Uncle Deck, and I think he needs a ride. All right, so this is
say
goodbye.
Bye, Sean.
This
Hello.
Is goodbye from Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying, "Hey, I didn't know she was 14."
I swear
to God.
I'm working tonight.
All right, I will check you later.
More. Last time I checked,
you have to say goodnight.
What time? Good night.
That's good enough. Good.
And it's good night from Professor Scott Harker, and everybody is my girlfriend. Everyone's my girlfriend. Everyone's my girlfriend. Please, once for the professor.
We'll play it after the show.
Thank you.
No!
And this is Lady Scarlet saying goodnight. And just for the record, this is the last time I enclosed myself in a room with six guys, five guys. I don't know. I'm scared.
Last
Bye.
Time.
Next to an orgasming fridge.
shudder. And
this is a natural reaction with you.
This is Sumerian until next week. And we're out of here. See ya.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times! The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.